This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Martin Marietta on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Kyle Johnson.
And good Friday evening from the Allo Communications Studios. This is Football Night in Northern Colorado as we do our normal thing on a Friday night. We're going to look around the college and professional ranks here to get the show going tonight. Then we will jump and preview all of the high school games that we're going to keep our eye on throughout Northern Colorado tonight. And as always, we'll get you some results from last night. We had some games go down last night, obviously, in high school football. So we will backtrack on those, get you caught up to date on them, and preview all the games that we're looking forward to tonight. We'll also check in with Clark out at French Field, I believe. No, maybe Timnath High School tonight. I don't know. Either way, it's Fort Collins and the number 2 ranked Columbine Rebels tonight here for our Friday night preps game of the week. So we will check in with Clark and Mike ahead of that one. And like I said, get you our stat standouts of the week. Plenty to get to here on Football Night Northern Colorado. We thank you for joining us, and we thank Martin Marietta for being the headline sponsor of Football Night in Northern Colorado. So let's start it off, as we often do, looking ahead to the game that you can hear tomorrow here on 1310 KFKA. That is the UNC Bears coming off their first win of the season last weekend. They went on the road and got a victory. This weekend they welcome the Idaho State Bengals to Nottingham as they will face their first Big Sky Conference team this week. With a closer look at that matchup, here's Aaron Rath.
The UNC Bears come off their first victory of the season after defeating Lamar 21-14 last week on the road. This week, the Bears welcome the Bengals in from Idaho State for homecoming week. UNC currently sits at 1-2, while Idaho State sits at 0-3 after falling to the University of Central Arkansas 31-16. UNC owns the series between these two teams 4-2 and has a two-game winning streak currently against the Bengals. Idaho State averages 14 points per game with 63.5 yards per game on the ground and 224.5 yards per game through the air. Both of these teams look to start conference play with a victory. Make sure that you get to Nottingham Field for the game starting at 1:05 with Blue and Gold pregame brought to you by Hikes Ace Hardware starting 1 hour earlier. And now, for the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Johnson, I'm Aaron Rath, and go Bears!
There you have it. So as Aaron said, encourage you to get out to Nottingham tomorrow as the Bears welcome in the Idaho State Bengals. If you cannot, obviously, we encourage you to check right back in here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA as Blue and Gold pregame show, or Blue and Gold game day, rather, at 12:05. And as Aaron said, kickoff at 1:05. So look forward to that one tomorrow. Jump up a level in college football and look at what's kind of been an interesting year, obviously, for so many reasons around Northern Colorado and all the way down, if you want to go as far as Colorado Springs. I think many people, myself included, I think I said it last week, thought that it would be a no contest as Air Force would go up to Wyoming and take care of the Cowboys, and instead the Falcons suffer their first loss of the season. They are right back at it 1 week later as they are at Falcon Stadium tonight. That game has already kicked. 13:53 left in the first quarter. No score. Air Force is hosting Nevada tonight. So we'll try to catch them in our halftime show, get you a score of that contest as well. Also in the Mountain West tonight, Boise State and UTEP will go to battle. Tomorrow, of most local interest, obviously, in the Mountain West is Colorado State as the Rams look for their first victory of the season. Tough schedule, obviously, to start the year. Maybe that home opener, one that they probably should have taken care of business on. They were unable to do so. Tomorrow, maybe their best chance to get that first opening win of the season as they will welcome in a Big Sky team from the FBS level, or FCS level, rather. That is Sacramento State. The Hornets are off to a 2-0 start, though, so keep your eye on Sacramento State. They will come to Canvas Stadium tomorrow to take on the CSU Rams, as that game will kick at 2 p.m. Also in the Mountain West, University of Wyoming has their hands full after getting that big victory a week ago over the University Air Force Falcons. The Cowboys will go to Provo and Lavelle Edwards Stadium, where they will match up with the number 19 ranked team in the country, the BYU Cougars. So Wyoming with their hands full, the Cowboys 3-1 on the season. They take on a 2-1 BYU team. In the Pac-12, CU, things just keep getting worse for Happy, if you will, as the Buffs will have to welcome in their first Pac-12 opponent of the season to Folsom Field, 12 o'clock kick, and they are 21.5-point dogs in that matchup at home as UCLA comes to town. The Bruins 3-0 on the season, Colorado 0-3, another tough big-time defeat a week ago at the hands of Minnesota. So CU still struggling to get things rolling for their season, and it does not get any easier tomorrow. Seeing Rick George come out with the comments he said about the state of Colorado football, basically wanting to blow the whole thing up, but not sure how he's going to pull it off. So CU kind of a mess, but they do play tomorrow at noon as the UCLA Bruins come to town. Top 25 scores of interest for the week. Not a lot of ranked matchups, but a fun one tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's Clemson and Wake Forest. Number 5 takes on number 21. Also on the docket tomorrow in the SEC should be a good battle between number 20 ranked Florida and number 11 Tennessee. So the Vols kind of trending in the right direction. They've been down for quite a while, but they will play at 1:30 tomorrow, so keep your eye on that battle as well. And finally, another SEC matchup tomorrow evening. So you got one in about every time slot amongst ranked teams, as number 10 Arkansas will take on number 23 Texas A&M as they will head to AT&T Stadium. So neutral site between those two teams in Arlington. 5 o'clock kick in that matchup tomorrow night. Wisconsin, big time dogs at Ohio State. Nothing to see there. So those are the games as we kind of see fit in the college football ranks. Jumping to the NFL, obviously a game last night, and the Browns outlast the Steelers, if nothing else, in that contest. They win 29-17. Jacoby Brissett, a good night for the Browns. He goes 21 of 31, 220 yards and a couple of scores. They did some work on the ground as well. Nick Chubb, 23 carries, 113 yards, and a touchdown as the Browns outdo the Steelers 29-17. Looking forward to the early window, maybe game that I want to see the most will be the Buffalo Bills 2-0 traveling to maybe a surprise 2-0 Dolphins team after that rampant comeback they made a week ago to get past the Ravens. So the Dolphins are fun. Tua off to a great start on the season. He has 7 touchdowns already, and Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and all the like. But they do have to host the Buffalo Bills, who have won convincingly in their first two games. Josh Allen looking to be that legit MVP candidate that everybody thinks he is, but should be a fun matchup. That's your 11 o'clock window game that we're looking forward to most. And then maybe the old quarterbacks doing battle, probably the one I look forward to most in the second window, maybe because I'm a little bit of a closet Packers fan just right behind my Broncos. But anyways, Green Bay and Tampa Bay. So Aaron Rodgers heads south to take on Tom Brady. Brady, with all the issues he's got outside of the field, now he's got a banged-up finger. So he's out down, I believe, his two best receivers in Mike Evans, who's suspended, and Godwin, both out. So a lot stacked against the Buccaneers, but I guess you still have Tom Brady. The Packers still have Aaron Rodgers, but they're kind of slow getting going without, obviously, Devontae Adams. So fun one there. And then the game that we all care about the most in the lights tomorrow, or Sunday night, rather, from Empower Field at Mile High, a game that you can catch right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, as the San Francisco 49ers, now led by Jimmy Garoppolo. So change gears a little bit, I'm sure, in the meeting rooms this week. Different skill sets and a little more experience, obviously, with Garoppolo. Come to visit the Denver Broncos, see if Denver can figure out how to not be bad inside the 10-yard line and punch in some 4 touchdowns and get another victory. That game kind of staying right out of coin toss, so that one's kind of bounced between -1.5 to +1.5 for the Broncos, but looks like should be a fun one coming up Sunday night from Empower Field at Mile High. Like I said, that game can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. That's a 6:20 boot on NBC if you're watching from home. That's our look around the college and professional ranks. We'll take a timeout when we come back here on Football Night in Northern Colorado. We'll jump into the high school ranks and get you ready for some Preps preview of the week. That coming up in our next segment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. back in the Aloe Communications studio football night in NoCo, brought to you by Martin Marietta. As we take a look around high school football, we're going to start our preps report for the week by looking at a couple of finals from last night that we had. University, the 2A Bulldogs go to Highland and get their first victory of the season as they run over the Huskies 48-8. So Bulldogs and Huskies, a couple of canines in action last night, but it was the Bulldogs with the victory. They win 48-8, so University gets their first win of the season ahead of league play and gets ready to rock and roll from that standpoint. In 3A, Riverdale Ridge traveled up to take on the Thompson Valley Eagles last night. Thompson Valley gets another victory. They are now 2-2 on the season, so the Eagles with a couple of good wins coming off a tough loss a week ago to crosstown rival Loveland, but they shut out Riverdale Ridge 21-0. And in a 4A, we had Longmont and Skyline, a couple of Longmont teams going at it, and it was the Falcons who outlasted the Trojans 33-21. Skyline now 2-2 on the year. Longmont at 1-3. For Longmont in defeat, Colby Holmes had a 62-yard touchdown run as well as a 70-yard touchdown scamper. So big plays resulting in Longmont scores. Cole Gaddis did punch one in from 3 yards out. And for Skyline, it was a big night for quarterback Caden Box. Look out for him maybe in our stat studs of the week next week, as Caden Box had a touchdown pass to Dylan Bridwell. And then he connected with Logan Miller 4 times on the night. One from 71 yards out, one from 29 yards out, one from 74 yards out, and another one from 24 yards out. So a couple of monster plays in there, Caden Box to Logan Miller, and then they dialed it back a little bit and hit from 29 and 24. So big night passing the ball for Caden Box and the Skyline Falcons. Once again, they outdo the Longmont Trojans 33-21. Games we'll keep an eye on tonight throughout northern Colorado. Nothing in 2A League 1 that is of note, so nothing to really be concerned about in that regard. 2A League 2, we talked about University getting their first win a night ago, 48-8 over the Highland Huskies. Rifle travels across the mountain and out into the plains to take on the Brush Beat Diggers tonight. Both of those teams, kind of tradition-rich teams, really, usually pretty good. And the Beat Diggers, we're going to kind of maybe see where they're at. They're both at 1-2 on the season, but Brush loses in the opening week to what's turning out to be a really good Wiggins Tigers team as they romped Platte Valley last week as well. But Rifle and Brush will do battle, and then Brush comes back and beats Big Brother and defending state champion 3A Fort Morgan, and then they go on the road last week to Yuma and fall to 1A Yuma. So we'll see a little bit more about Brush tonight. Kent, Denver, and Sterling will play tonight. The Sun Devils travel to Sterling to take on the Tigers and see if Sterling can get their first win of the season. They're 0-3. Kent, Denver, 1-2 coming into that matchup. Another matchup of winless teams tonight, Pitts Valley and Weld Central against each other as the Vikings head south to Keensburg to take on the Rebels. 2A League 3, just one game of note in that league as Lamar will make their way to Bertha to take on the Spartans. The Thunder and the Spartans will get going tonight at 7 o'clock. 3A, as we bump up a little bit further, Fort Morgan's coming off of their first win a week ago. They're 1-3 now. They'll take on a Frederick Golden Eagles team that's kind of bounced right around the top 10 in that coach and media poll. We'll see who comes out the victor in that matchup. Niwot's off to a nice start. The Cougars are 2-1. They had a long road trip today as they traveled to Edwards up there between Eagle and Rifle. So a nice jaunt over the hill for the Cougars. They'll take on the Battle Mountain Huskies. Niwot 2-1 on the season. Battle Mountain, they are 0-4. Game we're going to highlight in our next segment as number 10 Mead, speaking of long road trips, they go south over Wolf Creek and down into Durango to take on the Demons. Mead number 10 in the latest coaches poll. Durango number 3, so the Mavericks give themselves no favors as their tough non-conference schedule continues. They are 1-2 on the season, Durango 3-1. The only loss for the Demons came to out-of-state school from Farmington, New Mexico. That was a 14-13 victory. We'll highlight the defense of the Demons in our next segment as we preview that game. Talked about Thompson Valley racing past Riverview 21-0 in a matchup of all birds, Ravens and Eagles. The Eagles outdo the Ravens 21-0. Severance off of their tough defeat a week ago. They had bumped into the top 10 in the coaches' poll. Now they fall back out. They do take on a newcomer into the poll, though, the number 9 Evergreen Cougars, whose only loss is to Jeremy Hayden's Northridge Grizzlies. So Evergreen and Severance tonight from Evergreen. Another one we'll highlight in our next segment, number 1 Roosevelt. The Rough Riders, undefeated, 4-0 on the season. They will go on the road tonight and visit the Holy Family Tigers. Holy Family 2-1 coming into this matchup. They are currently ranked number 7, so number 1 versus number 7 should be a fun one to track throughout the night as well. We talked about the long road trip for the Meade Mavericks. They got outdone by Resurrection Christian. The Cougars go down to Katy, Texas this weekend. They will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. They play a team from Katy, Texas called the St. John's Lions. St. John's Lions 1-3 on the season. Resurrection Christian still unblemished. They're 3-0. One of the fun stories in Northern Colorado has for sure been Jeremy Hayden's Northridge Grizzlies. They have a Saturday evening game in Aurora tonight as they will travel and take on the Rangeview Raiders. Northridge undefeated, 4-0 on the season. Rangeview even at 2-2. Jumping up to 4A, and Greeley Central will travel to Loveland tonight. They have their hands full. The Wildcats got their first victory a week ago as they got past the Palmer Terrors, kind of in blowout fashion. They will see where they're at, measure their watermark a little bit this week as they take on the number 5 team in the state, the Loveland Red Wolves. Garrett Harstead and company has been having their way with teams in 4A, so they will try their luck with Greeley Central tonight. Also in 4A, Greeley West travels to Longmont to take on the Silver Creek Raptors. Greeley West just one victory on the season. If memory serves, I believe they won their very first matchup of the year. They've lost 3 in a row. Silver Creek at 2-2. Windsor and Erie doing battle tonight. That should be another fun one. We will be sure to monitor that matchup as well. As Erie ranked number 10 in the last rankings, they're just 1-3, but they've ran into some really tough non-conference competition, have a really good quarterback, so it's going to be a really high-powered quarterbacked offense for Erie, and that big rushing game, Jaden Thomas and the Windsor Wizards, as those two teams will keep an eye on that one. Obviously get you as many score updates as we can. The number 2 ranked team in the state in 4A are the Broomfield Eagles. They continue to run. They're 4-0 on the season. They will be on the road tonight as they go just a little bit east to take on the Brighton Bulldogs. Brighton 0-4 on the year, so that one could get ugly. We'll keep you up to date. Monarch and Pooter will do battle tonight. Monarch at 2-2. The Impalas are 3-1, so they're off to a nice start as those two teams get ready to rumble this evening. Fossil Ridge, new quarterback, doesn't matter. Same result, seems like, as they had a nice week last week shutting out the Windsor Wizards. They will travel to Arvada West to take on the Wildcats, who are 2-2 on the season. Our game that we hit on earlier will be the Fort Collins Lampkins. They are 1-3 on the season. They will host the number 2 ranked team in 5A. That is the Columbine Rebels, who have no blemishes on their record. They're 4-0 on the season. And our final 5A matchup has the Rocky Mountain Lobos in traveling to Horizon to take on the Hawks. The Lobos off to a nice start and then lost a couple in a row now after losing their great quarterback, Gage Brook. So a tough deal for Rocky Mountain. We'll see if they can get back in the win column tonight going against a winless Horizon team. Tomorrow, Coach Ben Fusco and his Dayspring Christian Eagles not quite breaking the top 10, but they've had a good couple of weeks after an opening season loss. They will travel up the mountain as well and take on the Hayden Tigers, both of those squads at 2-1, so that should be a fun one to keep an eye on. That's a 1 o'clock kick tomorrow from Hayden. Those are the games as we have them around Northern Colorado tonight. As always, we'll keep you up to date on our out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get you all the scores and as many stats as we can and keep you up to date on that at halftime, and then circle them back and get you as many finals as we can in the postgame. See who wins, see who loses tonight. We'll try to get you some coaches as well. All of that coming up much later in the evening, but when we come back, we will highlight a couple of games that we're looking forward to. We will also get it out to Clark and Mike Danson and see what they're seeing out as Fort Collins gets ready to welcome in the Columbine Rebels. And, of course, we will get to our stat standouts of the week from a week ago. All that to come here on Football All Night in Northern Colorado from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. final segment here of Football Night Northern Colorado from the Allo Communications Studio. Kyle Johnson with you. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you ride with us all the way through the Alt Female postgame show coming up. But it's Football Night in NoCo, currently presented by Martin Marietta. And we're counting you down, getting you ready for kickoff between the Columbine Rebels and the Fort Collins Lambkins, with a little bit of a look ahead of that. I don't want to steal all their material, but we're going to head out to the field and check in with Clark Johnson and Mike Danson. Guys, thanks for taking a little bit of time with me tonight. I guess we'll just start with this. I jinxed you last week, said how beautiful the weather was, but what are you guys looking at tonight?
It is absolutely gorgeous here. I mean, we're sitting at the very top of the stands out here at Timnath PSD Stadium out here, and it's gorgeous. I mean, I think we're probably in the 70s right now, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yeah, I would say we're probably in the low 70s. We got a little bit of a breeze coming out of that normal northwest corner, but we got the big press box sitting here behind us blocking it for us, so we won't have that wind issue over the microphones tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. And there's not a cloud in sight. So those precipitation issues of the past few Fridays not going to hit us tonight.
Yeah, hopefully it's obviously for you guys. I'm sitting in a nice climate-controlled studio, but hopefully for you guys it's a beautiful night and you can enjoy a good football game. First time out there for you guys? Is that a new stadium? Am I correct in saying that?
For Mike, it is. I was here opening night when Fossil Ridge. Studio back there, but you have to look at Mike all night.
That is true. I do have that.
You have that.
We heard you a little bit this morning, or I heard you a little bit. You had Matt Yim, coach of the Fort Collins Lambkins, on Clark and the coach, and we'll get into that a little bit too. But I you guys talked about it, and I think Columbine is gonna, like you said, just run. Just looking at the players in warmups, do they look like the meat and potatoes sized offensive linemen that will set up that matchup tonight?
Yeah, you know, there's some big kids down there for that offensive line. They don't all look really tall, but they're pretty thick. And you don't really have to be athletic for this offense. They just kind of push you forward and make a hole. And, you know, Coach Lowry's been down there doing it a long time, and he's been very successful with the same offense. And I look for him to just keep doing what they do.
Yeah, Kyle, I kind of echo what Mike was saying. To me, this game comes down to, if Fort Collins is to stay in this game tonight, they can't get pushed from one end of the field to the other by this Columbine offensive line. That's what it's going to come down to. How do you eliminate the push up front, because this is the best rushing team in the state?
Yeah, you can't be the slide dummy on defense that the offensive line just kind of pushes and skids you down the field. I'll agree with that. Clark, I know you had Matt Yim on today. Anything you took from that he thought that they could try to maybe avoid that?
No, I think they've just got to play smart. You know, and you have to play a perfect game here. You can't turn the ball over. You can't give them short fields. I mean, for Fort Collins, it's going to take an A-plus effort tonight to just be in this game. This is the number two team in the state, and very well could walk away with a gold ball by the time the whole thing is done. So we'll see. The great story with Matt Yim is 2006. He was the senior quarterback for the Lambkins, and they went to the Final Four. I think Collins was number three in the state, and Columbine was number one. They went to the Final Four, and everybody in Fort Collins. It was the year they had 6,500 people at French Field for Collins and Rocky Mountain that year. So everybody in the city was up for it. They get to the Final Four against Columbine, and the second play of the game, Matt Yim blows his knee out. So, and that was it. I mean, you just don't rebound from that against a team like Columbine. So it's a story that I love to talk about with Matt, because he's a true a Fort Collins guy. Went to CSU after that, back to Fort Collins, been on the staff forever, and now in his fourth year as the head coach.
Yeah, that is, I mean, obviously not a fun story, but a cool story, and would have been a lot more fun had he been able to keep playing. But very cool that he keeps rocking and rolling right there, like you said. Sticks to what he knows, and he's doing a good job. So, guys, we'll not take all your material for your portion of the pregame show, but thanks for a little time, and we'll get back out to you, get your keys to the game, your players to watch, and the like here in just a little bit. But thanks for a minute here.
All right, Kyle. Thanks,
thanks,
man.
Kyle.
All right, there they are, Clark Johnson, Mike Danson, as they get ready for kickoff tonight. Fort Collins and the number two ranked team in the state, that is the Columbine Rebels. So should be a fun matchup. Going to be tough sledding for the Lampkins. We'll see if they can hang in there tonight and maybe squeak out a win. We talked about a couple of games that we're looking forward to, and one of them way off the map, about 8 hours from here in Durango, as Meade, a long road trip. Obviously, that counts against you. That's a tough pill to swallow. And then you have that Durango defense as well. We talked about their 14-13 loss to that high school out of Farmington High School. Other than that, they've given up, I believe, 7 points is the most they've given up on a game. So Durango has outscored their opponents so far on the season, 173-45. Meade, on the other hand, they've been able to hang in there, but they've only scored 70 points and given up 90. So they're going to have to figure out a way to slow down a pretty good Durango offense that's averaging high numbers per contest. As a matter of fact, they're averaging 43 points a game. Durango just averaging 23, or I mean, Meade just averaging 23. So they're going to have to slow down that offense a little bit and figure out how to score on a really stingy defense in that matchup tonight. Rushing yards pretty similar between the two teams. Durango running it for 235 a game and Meade at 232. Meade able to throw it a little bit more, but at the end of the day, all the total yards aren't mattering because it's all about the points, and Durango has been able to do it. Guys to keep your eye on, leading rusher for the Meade Mavericks coming in is Danny Burlington. He runs for 142 yards a game. Taylen Adler, the quarterback, averages 120 yards passing. Danny Burlington averaging 150 total yards a game. For Durango, they are led by Zachary Haber, their quarterback. He's the leading rusher. He's a running back. Taylor Harms is the quarterback. They only throw for 70 yards a game. So we'll keep our eye on that one. Another one close to home that we're going to keep our eye on as well. That's Roosevelt and Holy Family. That Roosevelt defense continues to roll as they have given up 40 points combined in their four matchups. Even I can do that math. That's 10 points a contest, and the Riders have scored 150, so they've outscored their opponents 150-40. That's good for 37.5 points a game. Holy Family, on the other side of the token, their defense is a little more susceptible to giving up some points. They've given up 103 in their three matchups, so they've given up some points, but they've been able to hang in there in a couple of them and get some victories. So we'll see if the train keeps rolling for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. They average the ball, running it on the ground, 287 yards a contest. Holy Family rushes for 124. Roosevelt through the air, they're just 111 on the season through the air, but Holy Family outdoes them on the passing categories at 183 through the air for those two teams. We mentioned Roosevelt at 37.5 points a game. Holy Family just averaging 14 a game, but they've had a couple of good scoring outputs and then one not so good output to get to that average. Xavier Ramirez, Bronco Hartson, you know all the cast of characters for the Roosevelt Rough Riders, as we've highlighted them pretty well. Ramirez, 120 yards a game rushing. Bronco Hartson, 112 yards a game throwing. Averages 160 total yards per game on the defensive side. Andrew Lara is who you keep an eye on. He's averaging seven tackles a game, and Elizer Valencia averaging almost a sack a game. So those are the characters to keep an eye on for Roosevelt in the skill positions. For Holy Family, it is Rylan Cooney who throws for 183 yards a game. Chase McNaughton, the running back, averages 85 yards a game. So those are the players we want to keep an eye on, the games we want to keep an eye on tonight. We'll try to get you as many scores and how they happened between Roosevelt and Holy Family, as well as Meade and Durango, two top 10 matchups between teams in their respective classifications. Final thing we've got to get to tonight are our stat standouts of the week from the week that was. We always start in the smaller classifications, break it in half, and we go 6-man, 8-man, 1A, 2A in the smaller, go 3A, 4A, 5A in the upper classification. And we will start with an 8-man team. Zach Freeman from Day Spring Christian, the senior quarterback. He is our small school offensive standout this week, as the quarterback went 14 of 21 for 163 yards through the air and found his receivers in the end zone four times. Pair that with 27 rushes for 191 yards on the ground, and that's how you become the stat standout of the week. So a big total yards, over 400 total yards, or just short of 400 total yards, rather, on the night night for Zach Freeman. Did not get in the end zone on those 191 rushing yards, averaging nearly 7 yards a carry. Defensively, we go to one of the or the newest school in 2A. It is Vince Hallcalter, the sophomore from Timnath. He was our defensive standout for the smaller classifications. He had 23 total tackles, including 5 in the backfield for loss on the day. He was also credited with a quarterback hurry. And I know we talked about defense, but had a pretty good day on offense as well, did Vince Hallcalter. Had 179 yards rushing for the Timnath Cubs. Fossil Ridge sophomore fill-in quarterback Colton Pollock is our big school's offensive stat standout for the week. He steps in for the injured Tyler Kulbot, and all he does is go 11 for 88. That's not correct, but he hit 11 of something. He had 11 completions for 204 yards and 3 scores to 3 different receivers, so spread the ball around. Throw in 15 runs for 142 yards and 2 more scores for Colton Pollock. He had a long run of 80 yards and averaged right about 10 yards a carry. So every time he took off running, the sophomore quarterback was picking up nearly a first down for his Sabercats in their 33-0 shutout win over the Windsor Wizards. Hudson Vogesser from Loveland, the senior, is our defensive stat standout of the week in the big schools. He had 6 total tackles, but he was all over the stat sheet other than that. He had an interception, knocked down a couple of passes, also able to block a field goal. So we were looking for stat standouts, and we found his name the most in a different stat column. So a big night for Hudson Vogesser as his Loveland Red Wolves got past Thompson Valley last week. Those are your stat standouts as we have them. That's our look around at Northern Colorado and all the like before we head out to I guess Pooter School District Field for a fun matchup tonight between the Fort Collins Lambkins and the number 2-ranked Columbine Rebels. That'll do it here from the Allo Communications Studios. Next time I talk to you, well, you'll hear me a little bit, hopefully a lot, in the first half, giving you some score updates, but we'll be back here at halftime, get you all the scores as we have them. When we come back, it'll be out to the field. Clark and Mike will have their keys to the game and the players to watch as they get ready and then get you the opening kickoff as well. This has been Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 13. 1310 KFKA.
Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Timnath High School, the PSD District Stadium here. It is 1310 KFKA's Preps Radio, Friday Night Game of the Week, brought to you by Buildings by Design, Clark Johnson, and Mike Danson. Well, they left you off for the intro, Mike. What's going on
here? Yeah, I guess I got to go home.
You got something to tell me?
Yeah.
You're out of here. Clark and Mike with you tonight, and we'll see what we get tonight. Mike, number 2 team in the state, Columbine. The Rebels come in here, arguably the best running team in the state, 322 yards a game behind that big offensive line. I think it's imperative tonight that Fort Collins be able to slow down that offensive line a little bit.
Yeah, whatever they can do, the way that Columbine runs this offense, it's so important that these Fort Collins defenders make sure they maintain gap responsibility. You have to fill your gap. You can't try to do somebody else's job. Do your job. Hopefully you can fill those gaps, slow that run game down just a little bit.
Columbine comes into this game 4-0 on the year, and they have decimated their last 3 opponents. So it wouldn't surprise me to see more of the same tonight. But as we said, they beat Mullen 42-19. They beat Dakota Ridge 35-7. Cherokee Trail 36-7. That's the one team, Mike, that they had in common with Fort Collins. Fort Collins got beat by 2 touchdowns against Cherokee Trail, but Columbine had no issue. 36-7, they beat them. Do you look at when teams have common opponents? Do you look at that much?
I do a little bit. I mainly go in and I look at the points for, points against. That points differential
Sure. Is
huge for me getting ready for the games. And then we kind of talk about it. Well, we were sitting here, turnover differential, stuff like that, just to see, you know, how they're winning games.
Rebels came back and won their last game against Arapaho, another really good football program, too. So they won that 28-6. So they've given up 7 points, 7 points, and 6 the last 3. Fort Collins, we'll see. Can they move the ball? But more importantly, can they find a way to slow down the rushing attack of the Rebels?
Yeah, that's, you know, as we get into it, one of the things for keys to the game, I think if you're Fort Collins, and I'm Coach Yem, I take the ball right away.
Sure, absolutely.
I want to take the ball, and I want to hopefully go down and put some points on the board, get my offense some confidence, and then send the defense out there and see what they can do.
All right, this is the Martin Marietta pregame show ahead of our Friday night clash between these two teams. Speaking of clash, next Friday night, the Canvas Community Clash out at Canvas Stadium on the CSU campus. We'll have, in fact, we're going to be going, it sounds like, and we'll get this all straightened out by Monday, but it sounds like we're going to have shows starting with Clark and the coach at 10 o'clock from the stadium, from Canvas Stadium, next Friday morning. We'll be there all day. 4:30 is the first of the two doubleheader games between the 4-4 Collins schools. It's going to be a great night, and can't wait for that. But here, our clash tonight is number 2 Columbine and Matt Yum's Fort Collins Lampkins, just trying to hang in there tonight. Let's get to it. The keys to the game, players to watch, presented by SOAR, stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR Athlete on Facebook. Mike, the keys to the game, players to watch for both teams.
Yeah, we'll start with the visiting Columbine Rebels. Players to watch, Josh Snyder. He is a running back for Columbine. 484 yards on the season, an average of 8.5 every time he carries the ball, 3 touchdowns on the season. And then go on to Marquand Taylor, 387 yards, 7-yard average, so a little bit lower on the average, but 9 touchdowns. So when they get down around that goal line, look for Taylor to get that ball. And then we'll bounce over to the defensive side of the ball. Peyton Wainwright, he was listed as a linebacker on the roster, but I'm guessing he's like a strong safety or something like that. 19 tackles on the season, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but 3 interceptions. So those are the players to watch for Columbine. Keys to the game for Columbine. Do what you do. Run the ball effectively, and then use that pass game to just surprise Fort Collins tonight. And then you want to eliminate any big play opportunities for Fort Collins tonight. You do not want to give them any chance for stealing momentum and getting that on their side. Moving on to Fort Collins, players to watch for Fort Collins is Easy Campos, quarterback, 38 of 59, 64%, which is awesome. That's right where you're looking for him to be. 465 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. And then Griffin Dacness, he is also throwing the ball 26 times. He's only at 50%, but he's the one throwing for all the touchdowns. 285 yards and 4 touchdowns, no interceptions for him. But on the ground, he has 289 yards rushing, an 8.8 average, and 2 touchdowns. And then we're going to move over to defense for Fort Collins. Joseph Van Meter, 43 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks. So he's going to have his hands full tonight. Very hard to do, but if you can get any sort of lead built up, Columbine's not a team that throws the ball a lot. Maybe that's your opportunity if you can get up by 2 scores and force their hand to throw it a little bit more, get away from that run game. And they know they have their hands full with the number 2 team in this rushing game tonight. They really have to have a lot of things go right. That's a key to the game for them tonight. They cannot afford to turn the ball over. They cannot afford big penalties in big spots. You can't afford that kind of stuff when you're trying to take down the number 2 team in the state.
Yeah, completely agree with you, no question about it. They've got to play pretty much a perfect game tonight if they're going to be in the game against the number 2 team in the state. So can't wait to see it. Let's see if the Lampkins can bow up and have a big run tonight against the Columbine Rebels. Andy Lowry, the coach of the Rebels, 29th year for this coach. He's been coaching for 35 years. Played his college days at Western State as a quarterback out there, and he brought his team to the quarterfinals last year, beaten by Valor Christian. But, yeah, this team can flat-out win it this year. There's no question about it, and we'll see exactly what they get here tonight. All right, we'll come back in a moment. We're about 5.5 minutes away from our J9 Agency's opening kickoff tonight. It is neither team, as I'm looking out there right now, Mike, has come out onto the field. Now the Lampkins starting to come out on the far side over there. So when we come back, we'll see these two teams on the field. It is Columbine and Fort Collins tonight, our Friday night game of the week, brought to you by Buildings by Design. We're back with more of the Martin Marietta pregame show in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back out here to beautiful Timnas Stadium as the captains will meet at midfield here. Columbine, number two in the state, the Rebels, 4-0. As we said, wins against Mullen, Dakota Ridge, Cherokee Trail, and Arapahoe. And none of them close so far for Andy Lowry's club. And we'll see what they do. They run the ball 322 yards a game. Thank you to Max Preps, by the way, for eliminating the fact that I can now get team totals, which I can't find. I mean, rankings, you know, how they're doing leading. Are they the number one leading the team in the state rushing the football? Well, doggone it, they've got to be close. 322 yards here per ball game. They've got two 100-yard rushers. In Snyder, 121 yards a game, and then Marquain Taylor, 96 yards a game. So pop him up to 100. I mean, he's right there. So we'll see tonight what the Lampkins could do defensively in this game as the Lampkins come in 1-3. All right, for the Lampkins, Matt Yem, fourth year, 16-16 all time. So tonight would be one of his biggest wins, if not his biggest win. As a Lampkin head coach, and we'll see if he can improve his record to 17-16. It would be cool to get there. Can't wait to see these guys play tonight. Griffin Dacnes, this is a kid that's he's a senior, but he kind of came out of the blue here. And Dacnes has been terrific in all facets of the game. He's, as Mike said, he's thrown the ball a little bit. He's rushed the football. He has caught the football. He has been great on defense. So, yeah, he's done it all. For the Lampkins, no doubt. Easy Campos, love the way he throws. Mike said he popping at 64%. That's a good number for a quarterback, Mike. If you hit mid-60s and you're putting some yards up, you're having success.
Yeah, when I go through getting ready for games, anybody over 60% as a high school quarterback is solid. Those ones that get up into the 70s, you know those are the guys that are pretty dang special.
Okay, the Columbine Rebels have come out onto the field. Look at this. Here's a guy who's won a few games. He just sat down in front of us. You guys know Clark and the coach, the better half of the program, just sat
Ladies
down in front of us. Bruce,
gentlemen,
how are you, my friend?
At this time,
he's all good. He's not going to. He don't want to talk over here. He does that during the day enough. We've got the anthem coming up. We're going to step aside, come back in a moment, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Bank of Colorado.
All right, welcome back out here to Timnas Stadium, Columbine, number two in the state against the Fort Collins Lampkins tonight. And it is our Buildings by Design game of the week, a full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million-dollar commercial project, Building by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. J9 Agencies kickoff here. Lampkins are going to get the football first. So, Mike, as you said, Lampkins get the ball, get down there, and make it count on this first drive of the ball game, right?
Yeah, it's really important. Luckily, you know, Columbine did win the toss, but they deferred to the second half. So Fort Collins gets a chance with the ball here. Eat up as much clock as possible and put some points on the board.
All right, typically been three guys back for Collins. We'll try to get some numbers, but I think Yaston Morales, Trenton Price, and Michael McDonald. And it comes down. They'll take the football at the 5-yard line, out to the 20, cuts outside the 25-yard line, and knocked out of bounds there. And on the return, it was Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald of the Lampkins, tackled by number 20 of the Rebels, Mason Moreno.
All right, Lampkins will open it up from the 25-yard line after McDonald takes it out to the 25 on the return. And I think you get Easy Campos in here. We'll see Griffin Dakin. For the Lampkins from the 25-yard line against the Rebels, number two team in the state. Going to throw it right-hand side, tried to get it outside to Elmore, incomplete. Ball knocked out of his hands there. In fact, that was Nicky McGuire who lined up back there and went out for the pass. McGuire, the leading receiver, 24 catches this year for the Lampkins.
Yeah, goes in motion. They try to just throw a little swing route out to the side there, a little bit too far ahead of his reach.
This receiving core for the Lampkins last year, so terrific. One of the best in the state, and McGuire was kind of the hidden gem. Now he's the go-to guy. Send a man in motion. That's C.J. Johnson. They go on second down, give it to C.J. Ball pops out of his hands, right-hand side. Lampkins have the football on a late pitch, I think. And at the 24-yard line, that's going nowhere. Two plays, Mike, nothing doing for the Lampkin offense.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a better job up front. Alex Cook for Columbine. got through there before the quarterback could even get the read done. He was hanging on his legs there, and then we saw the late pitch.
So third down. We'll have to keep our eye on the quarterback situation with the Lampkins tonight, when and if they start switching Dackness to Easy Campos. Third down, 10 for Griffin Dackness and the Lampkins now. Going to throw a right-hand side. Pass is going to be in and out of the hands. Incomplete on the outside. Tried to get the football out.
Incomplete to number 16.
That was Joe Cottingham on the outside. Cottingham, terrific basketball player for Coach Dick's basketball team at Fort Collins. But Joe unable to grab one there, and it's going to be fourth down for the Lampkins. So exactly what you didn't want to do here first, Mike, three and out.
Yeah, not if you're Fort Collins. That's not a good start. And even if he's able to catch that ball, if he's able to reel that one in, it's going to be about 4 yards short because the Columbine cornerback was all over him.
Joe Lopez, the junior, will kick it away for the Lampkins here. Marquan Taylor, Josh Snyder are the guys doing most of the returning. That's Taylor who's deep, and that ball is going to go out of bounds.
Number 8, Joe Lopez, goes out of bounds.
And we'll see where they mark it, right at the 50-yard line, it looks like. So Columbine's going to get great field position here. 25-yard kick. And the Rebels, the number 2 team in the state, will take over at midfield here, first and 10.
And Columbine there, that's what I love special teams-wise. If you're the punt return team, put as much pressure on that punter and that snapper as possible. Rush hard. Make them have to have everything perfect or else you're going to be there blocking it.
All right, let's see what Joe Van Meter and this Fort Collins defense can do. They just can't afford to get pushed around by this offensive line. Let's see what they do. On first down, go up the middle on first down, and they get about 5 or 6. On the carry, it is Josh Snyder, the junior, who's carrying for 121 yards per game, and he gets about 6 on first down.
Just a straight handoff to the fullback on the read play there. And they are moving bodies, that offensive line is.
Second down and 4 for the Rebels, 4-0 on the year. They've given up no more than a touchdown in the last 3 ball games. Second down and 4 now. And it is Reeve Holiday who's the quarterback here. And ball knocked away, almost knocked away, and then they smother him. They're going to knock him back where? To the 48-yard line. Well, let's see where they mark it.
Yeah, about the time that they got him wrapped up, he was...
Oh, he got through. Okay, yeah, didn't see that. He got out to the. He got down to the 41. So they're going to have 3rd and 1 here, Mike.
Yeah, which isn't really a big worry for this type of offense.
So we've got 2 sets of quarterbacks for each club tonight. Holiday hands off up the middle, and boy, the Lampkins have the football. It's on the ground, and that's a huge turnover.
Covered by the Lampkins, number 51.
That Columbine offensive line is doing exactly what we thought they would do, moving bodies, but that's 2 plays in a row that ball has been kind of held loose by those running backs from Columbine. That time it gets knocked loose.
Alex Cifuentes, the senior linebacker, jumping on the football. Boy, that's exactly what the Lampkins could have hoped for. 41-yard line, they'll take over first and 10 as the Rebels' first turnover of the ball game.
Can you take advantage, though?
Yep, that's it, just it. Can you move the ball here? Dackness, the quarterback again, right-hand side, passes caught on the outside. That's Joe Cottingham. Cottingham is drilled at about the 45-yard line, but it's a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6 coming up here for the Lampkins.
I'm sure Fort Collins coaches up here in the booth saw exactly what I saw there. They motion away. They got 2 receivers on each side, motion 1 across the formation, and the cornerback on the single receiver side backs way off that hitch route right there for 4 yards. If they're going to continue to do that all night, keep throwing it. Make them adjust.
2nd down and 6 now for Dackness and the Lampkins out of the gun. Dackness is going to throw left-hand side. Cottingham again makes the catch and moves the football for a couple more out to the 47-yard line.
Number 15, DeMarco
Sanchez. Take that back. Yeah, this is DeMarco Sanchez, not 16. It's 15 on the catch right there. So a gain of 2. It's going to be 3rd down and about 3 or 4 here for the Lampkins.
When that ball first got out there to the receiver, I thought that one had a chance to get the first down. That Columbine defense flies over and makes the tackle.
DeMarco Sanchez Ferguson, a junior, listed as a tight end on the roster here. All right, here's Griffin Dackness and the Lampkins, 3rd down and call it 4. They need the 49-yard line of Columbine. Dakness back to throw. Three steps, going to step up now. Almost got sacked there. Now to have a tackle. That's a good move. He's got a first down. Griffin Dakness is an athlete, and that's a Fort Collins first down at the Columbine 44.
And for Dakness not being a normal quarterback, I know he's been playing quarterback, but the way he manipulated the pocket there, the rush came up, put pressure coming from the sides. He steps up into the pocket, still doesn't see anything, able to wiggle out and get that first down.
Lampkins at the 46 now of the Rebels. 8:15 to play here in the first quarter. Timnath High School tonight, our Friday night game of the week, brought to you by Buildings by Design. Dakness is going to throw it. Nicky McGuire makes the catch left-hand side and drives it inside the 45 and down to about the 43-yard line. So leading receiver on the Lampkins joins in with a catch.
Looks like the game plan for Fort Collins is to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, out to those receivers on the outside, and see if they can make that one guy miss and make some big plays out of it.
Second down and 8 for the Lampkins on the Columbine side of the field here. Boy, they popped him offside. Good hard count by Dakness. And jumping offside that time for Columbine. That's 53, Alex Cook, the senior defensive lineman, into the neutral zone.
And he's been the one putting all the pressure on Dakness when he drops back. So he's getting off the ball fast there. They take advantage of his aggressiveness.
So much more manageable now, 2nd and 3 for the Lampkins at the 39-yard line of the Rebels. No score, 8:03 to play here in the first quarter. High snap taken by Dakness, going to give it off on the handoff here. Josiah Elmore is stopped in the backfield. That didn't look pretty from the get-go.
You can see exactly why Fort Collins' game plan is to get the ball out from behind that offensive line and out to the receivers on the outside, because that defensive line for Columbine is in the backfield as soon as the snap happens, it seems.
Lampkins, you'd say it's a balanced offense, but you know what? It's not. They pass more than they run the football. 187 yards through the air this year per game, 119 on the ground. Third down and call it 6 here for the Lampkins now after going backwards. Dakness wants to throw. Left-hand side, Nicky McGuire. Did he catch it? Did he scoop it? I think they got it. And I think they might have the first down. It's very close.
Nicky McGuire, first down. Let's see, is it close?
Well, the PA announcer just jumped up and said first down, but I think you got to hold your horses here. This is close. Now, I think this is going to take a measurement. Yep, 7:04 to play. We'll get a measurement, I think, from the sideline here. Let's see if they do that.
Clark, just as I talked about earlier, they did the same thing. They had the two receivers on each side in the shotgun. They motion the one to the far side, leave the single receiver there, and that cornerback drops off to about 8 yards, and they just sling it out to that guy, and he's able to pick up 3 or 4 every time.
I want to thank AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care, taking care of my car. I'm going to do the same thing for you. Keep your family on the road and rolling. Got you covered in Fort Collins and Loveland. It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. All right, we have a score back in our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard studio. Kyle Johnson's back there. Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, Silver Creek and Greeley West tonight. Clark, the Raptors strike first as they lead Greeley West 7-0.
All right, John Hickey and the Greeley West Spartans trying to pull an upset tonight, down 7-0. 7:04 to go here at Timnath High School. PSD District Stadium now. I was talking to Brandon Carlucci, the PSD athletic director, saying, how are they sharing French Field now with this? And pretty much Pooter and Rocky are garnering French. And then I didn't see that, Mike. They did miss the first down by about a foot, but Dakness easily got it. Is there a flag, too?
No, Dakness
just
is
down
on the
Wow, didn't see him go down.
It was just a zone read play there. They got up to the line and snapped it really quick, and a good job by Dakness.
Wow, what is in the water with Fort Collins quarterbacks? Gage Brook goes down for Rocky Mountain. Tyler Kubat goes down for Fossil Ridge. Now Dakness on the sideline here, too, and you've just got to shake your head a little bit. Hope the kid's okay and can get up. You know, you got Easy Campos, who's on the field now for the Lampkins. But, boy, Dakness is all around. I mean, just such a big part of the team all around. You cannot afford to lose him. So Campos will come out, but I think we're going to break here with an injury timeout. We'll come back in a moment. 6:53 to go in the first. Take a 60-second timeout here. No score in the ball game. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. First and 10, easy. Campos to the end zone for Nicky McGuire. Incomplete. Nice job defensively. McGuire almost had it. It'll be second and 10.
And Clark, I think if I'm the official back there, I'm probably reaching for the flag.
Yeah.
The defensive back was not looking back for the ball at all, just kind of running into the receiver. The ball was a little bit underthrown, so he had to work his way back. And that defensive back definitely held him back from being able to do that.
Second and 10 for the Lampkins now. 6:44 to go, first quarter here. Number two team in the state, Columbine, and the 1-3 Lampkins. But the Lampkins trying to score first here. Swing it right-hand side. Pass is caught. C.J. Johnson out of the backfield, the 25, into the 21, just outside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. And right now we've got a scoreboard update back to the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard with Kyle Johnson. Kyle?
One of our two top 10 matchups of the night, Durango strikes first against Meade. They go for it on fourth and goal from the 5 and score. It's 7-0 Durango on top of Meade.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. That tells me Durango doesn't have a kicker, but fourth and goal from the 5, but they convert, and so they lead Meade 7-0 early in that. Kyle's going to have all the scores. If this isn't your game tonight, Columbine and Fort Collins, we'll get your game. We'll get updates of all the games coming up. Uh-oh. Here come the Walkers back to throw. This ball's on the ground. They go back to try and cover it. Did they give up the football here? Not sure what's going on in front of me. And Columbine's got the football, Mike. They gave it up on a fumble.
Yeah, just another high snap from the center there up over Easy Campos' head. And Columbine's able to get back there and recover it before Fort Collins can jump on it. The student section is doing like
I don't know what they're doing. They're doing stairs
right here in front of us.
I might join them.
You have fun with that.
I can. I did my stair workout coming up the stairs today. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. There's 62 stairs. Did I get that right? No, there can't be that many. All right, here's Columbine with the football after both teams have turned it over once, Mike. And for Fort Collins, a way bigger deal not to cash in on that.
Yeah, especially in a situation, you know, you started that at the 41, and you're down to almost in the red zone. So you've actually gained some yardage. It's a really good-looking drive. You're eating time up off the clock. And then to have a high snap end it all, that one really hurts.
Second down and 5 now for the Rebels, 41-yard line. It's Snyder and Taylor who are the running backs. Where do they go? They go left-hand side. And they take the football out to close to a first down to the 45-yard line. Maybe a yard short here. And for the Rebels, it'll be second down. That was Marquan Taylor.
There's really not much to talk about with this Columbine offense. They have the three backs right behind the quarterback. He's under center, and it's a read play every time for that quarterback. If he's going to hand it off to that first back through, and there's another lead back for that, or if he's going to pull it and they're going to run an option out the side. Other than that, they just run straight ahead, moving bodies.
Holiday goes back up under center here this time. Going to give the ball in the back here and hands off up the middle into Fort Collins territory, and that's going to be a first down. They only needed one. They got about 6 into the 49 of the Lampkins.
And that's the Clark.
No, again, Marquan Taylor was the ball carrier.
Yeah, that's the first time that we've seen something different than the option play. It's that's a power ISO play. First back through is kicking out the defensive end that's unblocked, and then you have the second back through leading up the hole, picking off a linebacker, and then the third back is going to get the ball.
4 minutes, 25 seconds left to play first quarter. No score. Columbine, the number two team in the state, against the Fort Collins Lampkins tonight. Hand off up the middle. Not much. Oh, they're going right-hand side and fooled everybody. Reeve is going for the end zone. Reeve Holiday is going to score. Everybody, including myself, fell for the handoff up the middle. Mike, did you fall for it? Because the next thing I know, they're running for a touchdown.
No, I did not. I saw the quarterback pull that. The thing that brought my attention out is the guard that pulled out and as a lead blocker for the quarterback. Most high school teams don't do that to that pulled just to influence linebackers. So I'm watching that guard pulling outside. He doesn't have to block anybody. The quarterback doesn't get touched the whole play. A long touchdown there for Columbine.
48-yard run for Reeve Holiday, the junior quarterback. his first rushing touchdown of the year. He's got a couple of passing scores. Extra point coming up here for Julian Ruiz, a junior. Snap placed down. The kick is on the way, and Ruiz's kick is good. 4:13 left to go here in the first quarter, and the Rebels are on the board. 7-0 Columbine in front of Fort Collins. Take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. 4:13 to go, first quarter. Our J9 agencies kick off. Columbine after the touchdown, 7-0. 48-yard touchdown run for Reeve Holiday, the quarterback. Here's the return, and knocked down on the outside on the return here for the Lambkins. That's Michael McDonald on the return. And McDonald is knocked out of bounds. He was hit hard at about the 23-yard line, and that's where the Lambkins will go to work, first and 10. Let's get our CNH Solution scoring summary in that drive for the Rebels. 48-yard touchdown run. Talk about it, Mike.
Columbine took over on their own 36-yard line, five plays, the 48-yard touchdown run by Holiday, 1:15 off of the clock. That is the CNH Solution scoring summary.
All right, the Lambkins go to work here, first and 10, their own 23-yard line, we'll call it. Easy Campos. Boy, he's under siege, and down he goes back at the 10-yard line.
Feel like we're going to be talking about, I believe that was Alex Cook again.
Alex Cook of the Rebels.
That's the second time that I've said his name, and you've announced him once. He's getting into that backfield a lot.
And there's a Lambkin, well, it might be a Rebel, actually, down on the field. It is. So another injured player on the field here. 3:53 to play in the first quarter. Let's go back to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard, and Kyle Johnson.
We aren't getting many scores, but the ones we are the ones that count. The other top 10 matchup, Holy Family and Roosevelt, 7-6, the Tigers lead. Ryland Cooney hit Jackson Grable for their score.
Jackson Grable right there. I think that's a cousin of Zach, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think that's Keith Grable's kid. Keith, of course, was a coach. I don't know that Keith is still a coach at UNC, but he was for a long time. Dean Grable's twin brother. And I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, I think that we're talking about Zach Grable's cousin over there, Zach and Will Grable.
Catching touchdown passes, runs God, in the blood, huh?
I guess so. I mean, what is it? What is in the water? Injury timeout here, so we're going to step aside. 3:53 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Columbine in front. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's a new day for CSU football.
He's got a touchdown!
And there's one show that talks more Rams than anyone in the state. Rams Weekly pairs Colorado and insiders Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire with the host of the Hull Show, Brady Hull, for in-depth coverage on all things Rams.
I think it's going to be a hyper-competitive game. Canvas Stadium's going to be rocking.
Get your college football weekend started off the right way with Rams Weekly, Thursdays at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Timnath Stadium. 3.5 to go. Clock running again here. 7-0 Columbine in front of Fort Collins. And the Lambkins tried to screen that one out to C.J. Johnson that time and was nailed at right at about the 10-yard line. They need the 33 for a first down, so it's 3rd and 23 here for the Lambkins. Says 2nd and 20 on the board, but 3rd down on the on the sticks on the sideline. Campos in trouble, going to float this one out. Incomplete. Tried to get it up on the outside that time to Alex Augustine. And it goes incomplete.
Campos has really got to be careful there. I think there's no flag on the play, but I really think he was past the line of scrimmage when he let that one loose.
I agree with you. I thought he was well past. Incomplete anyway, so the Lambkins have to kick it away. Josh Snyder will go back along with, there's another deep one. This is going to be Snyder take the football at the 38 to the 35, outside the numbers here at the 30, looking for a block, the 25, inside the 20, and here come late flags. So this it's going to be a late penalty near the 20-yard line, so they'll still have the ball in or about the 30 or 35-yard line here of the Lambkins, but
I think this is going to be one of those blindside blocks. You get that a lot on the punt returns.
Thank you to the good folks at A&W and Eaton, folks. I'm telling you, they're hiring for all kinds of positions. Go down and see Shannon or Tammy down there. Night managers, weekend work, mornings. They've got it all down there. And it's a great staff out in Eaton, right there on Highway 85 on the north end of town. So get out there, plus all the great stuff they have, of course, at A&W in Eaton, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And Uber Eats now. You can call your A&W favorite stuff from home. All right, here come the Rebels now. Somebody running the scoreboard. I don't know what they're doing. Now they finally changed it. Set 4th and 23 up there. Here is the 1st and 10 handoff, and they go up the middle this time. That's Josh Snyder, who takes the football into about the 27-yard line. So gain of 6 and a face mask on Fort Collins on this play. While they sort out the penalty, we've got an update in our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Let's go to the studio and Kyle.
Guys, we were curious how Severance would bounce back. They have the early lead over number 9, Evergreen, 8-6.
Interesting start for Jeff Van Winkle's Severance Silver Knights, who have traded off getting run. They got beat by Green Mountain 42-0. Then they came back and beat Meade 37-27. And then Eaton ran them to death last weekend. All right, here is a 7-0 Rebel lead. Where do they go? They're going to throw this right-hand side wide open, and he almost makes a circus catch, or did he? He does. That is a touchdown, and I think it's Josh Snyder, the running back. It is, and he is sprawled out on the ground, and boy, that was an incredible catch by Snyder up over his head. Juggled it and caught it in the end zone, and now just hope he's okay.
Yes, Snyder was expecting that ball to be thrown over his outside shoulder. It ends up inside because of the pressure from Fort Collins. He twists his body around, jumps up, tips it, and it comes down to him as he lands on the ground. Great catch by Snyder. The way he landed, I could see them maybe just getting the wind knocked out of him there.
Reeve Holiday has now run for a touchdown and thrown a touchdown pass in the game. 13-0 for the Rebels, and Snyder's in the end zone right now on his back. So, as we said, hope he's okay. He's going to get up now. Good for him. That's a talented football player. You don't want to see – nobody ever wants to see the players, you know, get hurt. You want to win the game, but you want to win against the best. So good to see Josh is back in the ballgame. He'll go to the sideline. 13-0 for Columbine. And Julian Ruiz, the junior, who is 19 of 20 on extra points so far this year at 95%, going to try to make it 20 of 21 here. 2:29 to go, first quarter, 13-0, pending the extra point here. Big Bank of Colorado scoreboard up there. Snap plays down, kick is on the way, and the kick is good.
Extra point is up.
2:29 to go, still the first quarter, long first quarter here. It's 14-0. Columbine in front. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps football on Northern Colorado's Voice.
Fake handoff, throw it over the middle. Pass is caught. That's going to be a first down on the run here. Inside the 40, inside the 30, off to the races. This is going to be a Northridge touchdown on the first play of the game. He sends a man in motion, going to keep it up the middle. He's in the end zone. That's a Platte Valley touchdown. Back to throw. Boy, they come to him in a hurry. He dumps it off. It's intercepted. Tried to screen it. It's intercepted, and that's a Lampkin touchdown.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Mark Johnson and Mike Danson back in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. It is our Friday night game of the week, brought to you by Buildings by Design. 14-0 Columbine over the Lampkin. C.J. Johnson's going to take this kickoff at the 10. Bring it back to the 20, 25, down the left sideline. Spins out of a tackle. It's not Johnson. I thought it was 3. That's Jovan Meter. How about that? Your leading tackler back there taking the return back.
Only in high school football.
Yeah, I guess so. So Easy Campos is going to walk back to the huddle here, and he'll be the quarterback in. Griffin Dacnes never did see if he was up on the sideline. Mike, did you see anything from him?
He's number 7, Clark.
Yeah.
He looks like he's down here maybe getting something taped up right now.
Oh, no, he's down there with the trainers on the trainer table.
I got it. All right, Easy Campos in for the Lampkins on first down. Where are they going to? Elmore. Josiah takes it to about the 40, and that's it, boy. Not much room at the end there. Maybe a yard for Elmore. It'll be second and nine for the Lampkins.
That's running right at this Columbine defense. Really has not been successful at all. They've been kind of using those screen passes out to the receivers as their run game tonight.
Second down and call it 10 here for the Lampkins. Right at the 40-yard line. Maybe it's second and nine. Yeah, they need the 49 for a first down. Send Nicky McGuire from right to left. Going to throw it to him. McGuire comes out, makes the grab. Nope, it's on the ground. And I think that's a forward pass. Boy, that was close. And none of the Rebels going after the ball, so incomplete pass. It's going to be third and nine coming up here for the Lampkins.
Yeah, those swing routes to that motion guy with Campos in there have been a lot closer to being laterals than sorry, I lost his name all of a sudden when Dacnes was in there at quarterback.
Griffin Dacnes was drilled in the sideline after a big first down for the Lampkins when they were driving earlier. It's been Easy Campos since. 40-yard line, third down, nine, Lampkins. Campos out of the guns, got Josiah Elmore to his right here. Going to throw. Two steps, throws left-hand side for McGuire, incomplete. Through the hands of Nicky, would have been well short of the first down anyway. And with 1:42 to play in the first quarter, long first quarter here with all the injuries and stoppages in time. 14-0 Columbine in front, and the Lampkins will have to kick it away once again. Joel Lopez in to punt it away. Taylor's back, so is Snyder. Here's the snap. The kick is away. This is Marquon Taylor. Going to take the football. Ball's on the ground. That's going to be a penalty against the Lampkins. Just getting there a little bit early that time for the Lampkins was big number 50. That's Aaron Estrada, a junior.
Well, and Estrada did everything right. He's just got to give Taylor a little bit of room.
Just a little bit. That
Taylor,
was close.
Taylor needed to take like two more steps forward to be able to catch that ball, but he couldn't move because Estrada was right in his way. So just got to break down a little bit sooner, give him a little more room.
Rebels will take over now in a spot where, boy, you don't want to give up another one here. Down 14-0 already. And we'll see right now a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Back to the studio and Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, guys, Roosevelt has bounced right back. PAT's not their friend tonight, though. They're up 12-7 now over Holy Family.
All right, Lane Wasinger's team with the lead, 12-7 over number 7. That's number 1 and number 7 tonight. Figured the Tigers on the road for the Riders going down. All right, put the ball out to the 46-yard line now.
Columbine will take over.
First and 10 from the 46 for the Rebels now. They lead the game 14-0 with a buck and a half to play here in the first quarter. Go right-hand side with it, and they'll take the football out. This is number 5 for Columbine, I believe. Donovan Bachman, I think. Or Donovan Schuman. No, that's, I'm sorry, that's Marquon Taylor again. I can't tell the difference between a 6 and a 5 tonight, Mike. Plus, if these guys continue to stand up in front of them, I'm going to throw something out.
First by number 14 of the Lampkins, Jackson Barron. Second down for the Rebels.
Boom. Hey, guys, we're trying to do radio. Can we see? Thank you. Okay, 48-yard line. It is second down and 4 here now. There's the handoff. Ball's on the ground here. Can the Lampkins jump on it? Who's going to recover the football? Lampkins are saying they got it. Boy, this would be a big turnover, Mike.
Yeah, and for a team.
And they do. Lampkins football.
When we were talking about turnovers before we went on air, I think you said Columbine had only turned the ball over once on the season.
Yep.
And now here, twice here in the first quarter for Columbine.
Rebels had 4 takeaways and only 1 turnover coming in. And now with that, is that 2 tonight, Mike? Is that what you said?
That is 2, yep. Oh. 2 for Columbine and 1 for Fort Collins.
Well, try to stem the tide a little bit here for the Lampkins. Boy, it'd be so big if they could get down and get into the end zone. 14-0, 41 seconds left in a long first quarter tonight. All right, Collins takes over. Easy Campos is your quarterback again. going to usher in DeMarco Sanchez Ferguson to the right side. Campos tries to give it to Elmore. He fumbled it. Ball dropped right, bounced right back up to him, I think. And Josiah was able to clamp on it, but nothing doing on the run.
With all the different directions a football can bounce when it hits the ground, that one bounced like a basketball almost right back up to him, or else they were going to be turning the ball over to Columbine right back.
So the Lampkins lose a couple on the play. It'll be second down and 12 at the 44. Campos throwing 64% completions, but I've not seen him throw the ball a ton tonight so far. Easy out of the gun now with Elmore to his left. Did they jump into the neutral zone? They sure did. I think they're going to get this second time, I think, 53 for Columbine has jumped into the neutral zone.
Yeah, Alex Cook, he's made a lot of really good plays tonight, but then he's had two penalties also.
So move the football out to about the 48-yard line. They'll call it the 49. They need the 44. They're on their own 49, Lampkins are. They need the 44 of the Rebels for a first down. So they need seven here. Second and seven, and we're done with one quarter of football. Long first quarter here at Timnah Stadium. 14-0 Columbine over Fort Collins. Take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back out. Second quarter underway, and here is a new quarterback for Fort Collins throwing a downfield incomplete. Is that number eight, Mike? Take a look. No, that's Easy Campos. I take it back. I thought I saw an eight on there for sure. I would have bet $4 on it probably, and it's 11. That's good, Clark. Good eyesight. Easy Campos throwing long and incomplete. Second down coming up here for the Lampkins. 14-0, Mike. If the Lampkins can cut this lead in half, you know, it makes the Rebels at least wonder a little bit.
Well, and if you're Columbine and you're going to continue to just turn the ball over.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to let them hang around.
All right, 49-yard line, third down. They need seven, the Lampkins do. Campos out of the gun. Elmore to his left. Easy's going to throw against the grain here. Sets up. Now he throws downfield. Pass going to be caught. Nicky McGuire inside the 40, the 35. McGuire still on his feet and out of bounds. Down around the 32-yard line. That's a first down. That's a gain of about 23 yards, 22 yards. They go Easy Campos to Nicky McGuire, first down.
And that's the first time tonight that Fort Collins has dropped back and either of the quarterbacks who have played had any time to stand back there and kind of survey the field. And then a drag route from the backside comes open, and he hits him right in stride.
Got a scoreboard update coming here in just a second for you, so hang in there. First down, Lampkins at the 32-yard line of the Rebels. 14-0, Columbine in front. To C.J., no, fake handoff, going to throw it, right-hand side, pass is going to be caught, McGuire again, and Nicky's down to the 26-yard line. That's a gain of about seven on first down. It'll be second and three, and right now, a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Here's Kyle Johnson.
All right, guys, Edison Burke for Meade punches it in from 1 yard out. Bad news is the Mavericks give up a long kickoff return on the ensuing kickoff. Durango back in front after they punch it in. It's 14-7.
Durango in front of the Meade Mavericks tonight. That's a big top 10 matchup.
When we saw Meade early in the season against Windsor, they gave up two huge kick returns
sure
to
did.
Windsor. So
yeah, interesting.
Need to spend a little more time on that.
27-yard line here for the Lampkins. Second down, call it five here. Easy's going to give it to Josiah Elmore outside the numbers, and Josiah goes to about the 27-yard line. Maybe he gets a yard in there.
Hand off to Josiah Elmore.
That's the first time we get to say Peyton Wainwright's name for Columbine. The speed that he has from that linebacker spot, and he's playing a linebacker spot kind of outside of the defensive ends, but the speed he is flying around the field with is pretty impressive.
Third down and six now for the Lampkins. Call it the 28-yard line, so Elmore lost a yard in the play. Campos out of the gun, Elmore there. McGuire's going to go right to left, and let's see, here comes the flag. Motion penalty? No, false start. So the Lampkins will back it up five. These are the things we were talking about, you were talking about with your keys to the game. Cannot make these kind of mistakes. You've got to play near-perfect football. That means on this drive, you've got to get in the end zone.
Yeah, the last time they were down getting close to the red zone, they had the snap over Campos's head,
And now here you're getting close to the red zone again, and you get a false start penalty and make it a really hard third down conversion.
33-yard line now. They need a 23, 22 almost for a first down here. So third and call it 10 for the Lampkins. Easy looking over at James Tarver, the offensive coordinator. Now set to go again is Easy Campos. Campos back to throw now. Looks. He's going to step up. Is he going to run the football? No, he's going to throw it at the end. Pass caught. Joe Van Meter, I think, makes the catch. Let's see if I got that right. I did. Van Meter the catch, and he's out at the 17-yard line in the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone. That's a first down for the Lampkins.
And that seems to be the ticket for Fort Collins. You get into that shotgun, and you do a three-step drop. Wait for that rush to get there and then kind of step up. The rush is really coming from the outside. Step up into that pocket. Find yourself some space. Able to complete another pass.
First down call at the 17-yard line here for the Lampkins. And they're going to give it to Elmore. There's nowhere to go, boy. In the backfield, three or four white shirts for Columbine that time. And it's a loss of a yard or two here for Josiah Elmore. Elmore, 28 yards per game rushing, so not a ton. Rushing the football for the Lampkins, Dackness 72 a game. C.J. Johnson 16 a game. Elmore 28 a game. Kevin Lozano about 17 yards a game. So Dackness is the guy, but as you heard, he got racked up on the sideline earlier after making a first down for the Lampkins. He started at quarterback, but after the injury, it's been Easy Campos since. Second down, Campos. Boy, all kinds of pressure. Does he get away? And a bunch here for Fort Collins, down 14-0 in the football game.
Clark, I want to call out this defensive tackle for Columbine. Doing a heck of a job out there. Rocky Shields, he's a senior. 6'4", 260.
Boom, he's a big
defensive
boy.
Defensive line there. Just a big boy. What I love watching is he gets his hands out, and those offensive linemen cannot get into him at all.
Third down, almost 20 here. That's a backwards pass to McGuire. He wanted to look to throw, and now Nicky's going to run. They got him tackled out of bounds at about the 29-yard line, it looks like. So well short. They need the 8-yard line for a first down, so it is they might have even lost a yard there. So it's going to be fourth down for the Lampkins, and not sure what
they're lining up for a field goal.
Joel
here.
Lopez can do. He's 0 for 1. It didn't say how long the miss was. This is a 45-yard attempt. Lopez, snap, place down. The kick is well short and wide left. So the Columbine Rebels will get the football back. We'll come back in a moment, take a timeout here. 7:47 to go, first half. 14-0, Columbine in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Marquand Taylor, a handoff on first down, and he gets nearly 10. In fact, it is 10. They're going to move the sticks. First down, Columbine. And there is another Rebel lying on his back on the field right now in an injured-type position. That's a lot of those tonight, Mike.
Yeah, this is the fourth one that we've had down with the trainers checking out.
Well, we have a chance. We'll get to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. We'll go back to the studio and Kyle Johnson.
All right, guys, try not to give you play-by-play, but Taylor Adler to Sean Medlock for the Meade Mavericks from 35 yards up. They've tied it up with Durango also quickly. Roosevelt has jumped ahead of Holy Family 20-14 now.
Ooh, Riders in front by 6 over the Tigers. Nice effort there, so we'll see. It looks like they're going to get this one of the big boys from Columbine off his feet there. And help him out. That's 74, Mike.
Ian Turner, offensive lineman, 6'3", 320.
Oh, my Lord. That's a large human being, no doubt. All right, 7:40 to go here in the first half. Don't forget at halftime, the Journey Homes Halftime Show. Kyle Johnson back in the studio. Get you all up to date. Journey Homes, number one builder in Northern Colorado. Over 10,000 homes along the Front Range, folks. For everything they do, for a great gallery of pictures, and just to find out more about Journey Homes, go to journeyhomes.com up the middle. And this is Taylor again. He'll take the football out to close to the 45-yard line here. That's a first down. Moved the sticks. Got about 15 on the carry.
And it's so hard against this offense. They just they kind of smash down with a double team onto the defensive tackle. They kick out the defensive end, and then they still have a lead back coming through to get that linebacker, creating huge gaps for these running backs.
Call it the 44-yard line here for the Rebels. 7 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in the first half. Going to pitch it out left-hand side. No, they went up the middle that time instead. That time it was Josh Snyder.
Ball carrier for the Rebels, number 21, Josh Snyder.
Snyder takes it to the 47. Give him three. Second down, seven coming up here for the Rebels, who lead 14-0.
Gain of two on the play. Second down, Rebels.
Rebels trying to get their fifth win of the year against no defeats here. Haven't given up any more than 7 points the last three ball games. Go to Taylor, right-hand side, breaks a tackle, and he's off to the races. Marquand Taylor, oh, a saving tackle at the end at the 22-yard line, shoestring tackle for Fort Collins. And who made the play? And that for Fort Collins, number 14. Mike, can you grab a number
Jackson
on
Barron?
Yeah, Jackson Barron, that's who it was. Taylor was gone. He was in the end zone if Barron doesn't make that stop. Right now, we get back to the studio and a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Kyle Johnson. Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, check in with Berthet and Lamar. The Spartans get in for the first time tonight. They miss the PAT. They trail the now Lamar Thunder 7-6.
Reeve Holiday handoff here goes to Snyder, right-hand side, and he's going to get about 5, 6, 7 yards, but here comes the laundry. The flags are out. That'll stop the clock with 5:56 to play here in the first half. Rebels, a Reeve Holiday touchdown pass to Josh Snyder, and a Reeve Holiday run, 48-yard run, have given the Rebels a 14-0 lead here in this ballgame. Join us tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. for Preps Rewind, folks. Get that scoreboard for you in the first segment. And then we'll get to some coach interviews. All that brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Our scoreboard sponsor, as always, sponsor on Clark and the coach. They are so supportive and so integral in what we do at KFKA. We thank Gould Parts for all that they do right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street in downtown Eaton. Look for the big Napa sign on the front. It is Gould Parts. Handoff, Taylor darting through the middle again and drives the football down to the 25-yard line. So they get the penalty yardage back there.
Ball carrier for the Rebels, Marquez.
Clark, when Columbine runs the power ISO look where they have all three backs going to that same side, that's when they're really having the success. Fort Collins doing a good job when they Columbine goes to their option look out of that formation.
So second down, call it 11. They need the 14-yard line for a first down here. Ball sits at the 25 for the Rebels here. 14-0. Reeve Holiday, the quarterback. Where's he going to go? Give it to Marquand Taylor. Nope, he kept it himself. Outside the numbers, the 20, inside the 10. He's going for the end zone, and Holiday is there, I believe. It is a touchdown. Columbine, Reeve Holiday is second rushing touchdown and third total today. Leader in the clubhouse for the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game.
And that's the same exact play that they ran earlier for Holiday on his 48-yard touchdown run. He just a couple of fake handoffs in there. They get lost, and he boots out with a guard as a lead blocker, and it's just wide open. At least that time, a guard had to block somebody.
Well, this rushing attack is starting to wear down the Lampkins a little bit. 20-0 in the ballgame. Now 4:56 to play in the half. Extra point coming up here for Columbine. That's Julian Ruiz, the junior, who will come out. 20 for 21 on the year. Does he get another one? It's on the way, and that's a high archer, and it's good.
Extra point.
4:56 left here in the first half at Timna Stadium. Columbine, the number two team in the state with a 21-0 lead over the Fort Collins Lampkins. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Julian Ruiz will line it up at the 40-yard line and kick it off here for the Rebels. Our J9 agency's kickoff. going to bounce, coming up to pick it up here. The Lampkins, and it's on the ground. Ball's on. Oh, the Lampkins are going to get lucky, and I think they're going to cover this. On the floor, boy, there's a million players that had a chance to cover this, and I think the Lampkins got it. But let's see. It's at the 14-yard line. If Columbine's got this, all kinds of trouble breaks loose here. Still haven't seen anything from the white hat down there. Lampkins have the football, I guess. That's what the PA is saying. But referee's not made a signal at all. But it looks like it is going to be Fort Collins football. Another injury timeout, so we'll step aside. 4:48 to play here in the first half. 21-0. Columbine in front of Fort Collins. We're back in a moment. The timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes Halftime Show on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Kyle Johnson.
And welcome you in to our Journey Homes Halftime Show. Get you your out-of-town scoreboard, but I want to recognize Journey Homes for their work and their sponsorship. They are NOCO's largest builder since 1995. That's 26 years, locally owned and operated. Over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. Journey Homes is building our future together. Visit our website at www.journeyhomes.com to view floor plans and home gallery. So there they are, 26 years in business for Journey Homes, our sponsor of the halftime show. Scores as we have them. We'll hit the finals from last night as well. University over Highland last night, 48-8. So the Bulldogs get their first victory of the season, as they get past Highland with no trouble, 48-8. Brush trying to bounce back from that loss a week ago to 1A Yuma. They are in trouble again tonight at home as the Rifle Bears lead them 28-17. Sterling looking for their first victory, and the Tigers have gotten a touchdown from all three facets. They lead Kent Denver 21-13. Gage Parker with a 65-yard INT return for a touchdown. Carter Zweggy with a blocked punt for a score. That one he trotted in from 20 yards out. So Sterling doing it all three phases of the game. Once again, they lead at the break 21-13 over the Kent Denver Sun Devils. Valley and Fort Lupton in a battle of winless teams. So far, the Vikings have outdone the Rebels 14-0. Berthet and Lamar, the Thunder over the Spartans 7-6. That was halftime, the last report we had in that matchup. Eaton and Fort Lupton out of that 2A League 3, both on bye this week, so no scores to report from them. As we jump up to 3A, Fort Morgan, the defending champs from a year ago in 3A, their struggles continue as they trail the Frederick Golden Eagles 21-7. Niwot, which looked like to be a good matchup for them on paper, the Cougars taking on the Battle Mountain Huskies in Edwards tonight, have not been able to round up a score for that game, so no score between Niwot and Battle Mountain. We'll try to get you one of those before we get out of here tonight. Meade, number 10 in the state, traveled to Durango to take on number 3. We've tried to keep you up to date on this matchup. The Demons get another touchdown right before the break on a 90-second touchdown drive. They now lead the number 10 ranked Mavericks 28-14. For Meade, they got a Cole Michaelis 1-yard touchdown run. They also had a connection between Taylor Adler and Sean Medlock for a 35-yard touchdown, but they find themselves behind 28-14 to the Durango Demons. Staying in 3A, a final from last evening was Thompson Valley shutting out Riverdale Ridge 21-0. The Eagles outpaced the Ravens in that matchup. Cougars of Evergreen with a 23-8 lead over the Severance Silver Knights. That at one time was a Severance 8-6 advantage, so Evergreen has scored, 17 unanswered to take that 23-8 lead. Roosevelt fell behind Holy Family early, but the number one ranked Rough Riders now lead the Tigers 28-14. That game is at the break as well for Holy Family. Rylan Cooney hit Jackson Grable for a touchdown. Cooney also rushed one in to give Roosevelt there, or to give Holy Family their two touchdowns. No stats from Roosevelt through the first half, but they do lead the matchup of two top 10 ranked teams 28-14. Resurrection Christian plays tomorrow as they've traveled down to Katy, Texan, to Texas to take on the St. John's Lions. And Northridge, number 5 in the state, Jeremy Hayden's team, they are 4-0 on the season. And the Grizzlies will go down to Aurora tomorrow at 6 o'clock, where the Rangeview Raiders await them. Longmont and Skyview last night. The Falcons fly over the Trojans. They win 33-21. Cole Gaddis had a 3-yard touchdown run, and Colby Holmes had two long touchdown runs for Longmont scores, but in the end it wasn't enough. Holmes scored from 62 yards and 70 yards out. It was all Caden Box and Logan Miller last night. Caden Box, the quarterback, Logan Miller, the receiver. He connected, those two connected for 74, 71, 29, and 24 yard scores, so four touchdown connections between the two of them. First half running clock between Loveland and Greeley Central. It's homecoming for the Red Wolves, the number 5 ranked team in the state, and they are shutting out Greeley Central with a running clock of 42-0 is the separation in that matchup. Greeley West and Silver Creek, the Raptors taking care of the Spartans at the break, 17-6. Cole Rogers with a rushing touchdown for Silver Creek. Also, Luke Ritters with a 45-yard field goal in that first half as the Raptors lead the Greeley West Spartans 17-6. The Tigers of Erie, number 10 in the state, taking on Windsor, and Erie with the 22-7 advantage. Last report we had between those two teams, Erie 1-3 on the season, still staying in those top 10 rankings, though, because of strength of schedule. Windsor's kind of been up and down on the season, but like I said, they currently trail 22-7. The number 2 ranked Eagles thought they would just roll the Brighton Bulldogs tonight, but the Bulldogs have bowed up and showed their teeth a little bit. It is 25-7, but that game has stayed closer than I thought it would throughout the first half. Jump up to 5A, and Pooter with a nice night. Their defense has been all over the field. They leave Monarch. They lead Monarch, I correct myself, 27-0. Thomas Jones has found the end zone 3 times, twice on offense, once on defense. Quentin Harms is connected with him for 2 scores. He also had an 80-yard touchdown on a pick 6. Luke Olson wanted in on the party as well. He has a 50-yard pick 6 as well. So Pooter with 2 offensive touchdowns and 2 defensive touchdowns in their game tonight. So far, they lead 27-0. Have not been able to get a score between between Fossil Ridge and Arvada West. So we will keep efforting that. Sabercats coming off that big win a week ago as they shut out Windsor, but no score there. Also unable to get a score between Rocky and Horizon. The Lobos at 2-2 after losing a couple, after losing their quarterback. We don't have a score between them and Horizon tonight, so another one we will try to find you at some point in the second half. Told you we would get you a score update between the Air Force Falcons in their matchup tonight. They are all over Nevada as they bounce back from their first loss of the season, and it's a 34-7. The Falcons soaring over Nevada tonight. Those are the scores as we have them here from the Allo Communications studio on our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard and halftime score show. We will take a break, send it back out to the field. Clark and Mike will get you set for the second half when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back out here to beautiful Timnath Stadium. And tonight at halftime, 28-0, Columbine in front of this one. And Mike, chances for the Lampkins in the first half, where they got down into Rebel territory a few times, the 30-yard line, the 20-yard line, couldn't take advantage of that. But just seems to me the longer this game goes, the more the Rebels are just kind of wearing them down.
Yeah, and that's what a team like Columbine is going to do with sure. that huge offensive line and the huge defensive line, to be completely honest. They just lean on you on offense and just kind of wear down your defense until you just give in, and that's when the 30, 40, 50-yard runs happen.
Yeah, did they put the other 3 minutes back on the board yet? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they're going to put it back up there. So we probably have, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes before we get to our J9 Agency's second half kickoff in this one. But, yeah, take a look at these two teams. Fort Collins after this one tonight, if they do drop to 1-4 in this ballgame, trailing 28-0 here at the half. Next up for them, it's the Canvas Community Clash next Friday night. That should be fun. Rocky and Pooter will go at 4:30. Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge at 7:30. But, boy, we're likely to have a bunch of shows coming live from Canvas Stadium on Friday coming up here. So we're looking at getting Clark and the coach on 10 to 11, then the whole show 11 to 2 out there. And then we're going to have some type of a football night in northern Colorado, an early edition with Kyle if he can get out there. But that'll be early on Friday. And, Mike, you're going to make it out for both of the ball games at least, right?
Yeah, I'll have to work that morning and then probably go home, kind of get ready, and then head over. So.
How is work on the golf course right now?
It's nice. It's kind of cruise control time. The grass is
good.
Still growing. You know,
that's great.
This time of year, it really does grow. But we get kind of in cruise control where there's no more big tournaments or anything like that. So,
how have the greens been this year? I mean, yeah, easier some years than others to control them and make them what you want?
We've made a few changes to, like, growth regulators, and I don't want to bore anybody with that kind of stuff, but a few changes to that stuff, so we've been working through some things. But, it's pretty much normal stuff every year, do the same routine.
Where are you at again? What
at
course?
Highland Hills.
That's where they had the regionals. The 3A regionals were out there this past weekend. Boy, talking about golf, we had Rick Mees, the Resurrection Christian coach, in. Talk about a team. They've got three freshmen that are crazy good. And they won the tournament by 16 strokes over the second-place team was Liberty Common, but they rolled. Eaton was, I think, 25 or 30 strokes back of them.
Yeah, I think, a couple of those guys shot 74, 75,
oh, yeah, they did.
Something like
yep.
that. It was nice. They shut the course down, so we really couldn't do anything. Yep. We went over and played rain dance on Tuesday.
How about that?
That was nice.
In fact, that's Rez's that's their home course. Yeah, Jack Carter, I think he shot 40 on the front and 33 on the back. I mean, he came running. He was like 6 or 8 strokes back at one point and came running to miss by a stroke.
That if you're hitting it good, that back nine is definitely gettable. You can cut some of those corners and, it's take some of those dog legs out, make some short approach shots.
Well, that's golf talk for tonight. Yep. Let's get back to football. 28-0 Columbine in front of Fort Collins. We'll come back with the second half in a moment. That's it for the Journey Homes Halftime Show. Mike and I will be back in a moment in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Do that when we come back in about 2 minutes on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pope Farms is local, and that means the freshest locally grown produce is waiting for you at Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center in Greeley. Mouth-watering Palisade peaches and fresh pears and apples headline a fabulous lineup of Colorado produce. Check out our locally grown green beans, sweet corn, and fresh flowers. Be sure and pick up some fresh roasted chilies. We grow, buy, and sell local. Colorado proud. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center at Highway 34 and 65th Avenue in Greeley.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student-athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renter's insurance are all lines we specialize in and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears! Go community.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995. Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries. Or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
Air Solutions. When it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot, too cold, what you gonna do? Call Air Solutions. We're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072. Greeley HVAC Repair.com. Air Solutions. When it comes to comfort, we are the solution.
Air Solutions.
The Rams, the Bears, the Buffs, and the Broncos. Brady hits it all on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, second half, ready to get underway here. Our J9 Agency's kickoff. And that will be the Lambkins kicking to the Columbine Rebels here. 28-0. Rebels in front at halftime. Two scores away from a running clock in this one. Here we go. Kickoff is deep. It is going to be taken. This is Snyder who will take it out to the 10, the 15. He's outside wide, and there's not a whole lot of Lambkins out there. Breaks a tackle out over the 50-yard line here. And to the 49, they're going to put a knee down right at the stripe, I think right on the 50. And, boy, he got outside at about the 30-yard line. There was nobody near him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be gone once he got to the 30, but one guy, the one contained safety guy out there for Fort Collins, able to bring him down.
So right at the midfield stripe, that's where the Rebels will take over. 9 seconds into our third quarter here in a game that's 28-0. Columbine in front in this one, trying to go to 5-0 on the year. Lampkin's trying to go to 2-3, but they've got a major uphill battle here in the second half. Might be too much right now. 50-yard line, first down. Where are they going to go? This is going to be on the outside, the run here by Taylor. So Marquand Taylor, the senior, on the play. Gets about three, down to the 47. The Lambkins are tough to the charge. It'll be second down and seven.
I think we're going to have a holding call here.
Uh-oh. Coming through here. That was the PA system here. Yeah, you're right, Mike. Holding call all the way back to the 40-yard line here for Columbine. First down and 20 now for the Rebels as they roll the clock again. All right, 40-yard line here for Reeve Holiday, who has run for a couple touchdowns and thrown for one today. He'll dump this off left-hand side. Snyder, the catch. Midfield now. Cuts it back at the 45 and down to the Lambkin 43-yard line. Well, they need a 20. They got 17 on that play.
And Jackson Barron, the defensive back out there for Fort Collins, he was kind of the last man that had a chance at Snyder and got the job done. A good open field tackle by Barron.
Hey, Mike, you're right. The Lambkins are kind of living dangerously here. It's down to the last man, two plays kind of in a row here. 44-yard line. They call it four to go for the first down. Taylor again up the middle, has a first down inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. And there is a Lambkin that's hurt on the defensive side of the football here.
Joel Lopez first.
That's
Jackson Barron.
Yeah, he just made that play. He was nowhere around the ball carrier or the play happening there. Just kind of an odd situation. I didn't even see how he went down.
Well, injury timeout again, so we'll step aside here. Probably need a 60 on this one. 10:51 to go in the third quarter here. 28-0, Columbine in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here. As the clock is running again, 10:45 to play third quarter. And Columbine will go back to work from the 39, call it the 38-yard line here at Fort Collins. Reeve Holiday is going to give this one. Taylor left-hand side, room to run. Inside the 30, 25 and out of bounds. Jaquan Taylor and another flag. Wow.
A block in the back out here.
So this one will come back. McDonald made the play. I've not seen the name McDonald before. McDonald, of course, but Michael McDonald. Not to be confused with Michael McDonald, who was in the Doobie Brothers, of course. All right, after that bit of nonsense, we'll bring it back out to the 40-yard line here. I think. Put it down, son. There you go. So at the 40, it's going to be first down again. First and about 11 now. They need the 29-yard line. Well, Columbine, they just, almost every play, Mike, they're making big yards. They're just shooting themselves in the foot here. Give it to Taylor again. He darts through the middle inside the 30, and there's another play of excessive 10 yards. He needed 11 for the first. He got 12. First down, Marquand Taylor.
That power ISO play, Taylor does a great job. He's patient enough for the blocks, let the blocks happen. And then as soon as it opens up, he's got the speed to just burst through that hole.
So 28-yard line now, first down here for Columbine. Minute and 45. So we've been playing for 15 minutes in the third quarter. It's a minute 45 off the clock. 28-yard line, first down. A lot of clock stoppages tonight. Here's the pitch left-hand side. He'll take the football inside the 30. Tries to cut it back here. That's Snyder who gets to the 26. So a gain of two. It'll be second down and eight coming up here for the Rebels.
Yeah, I doubt that Columbine has too many games that quarters take this long with how much they run the ball.
There have been at least eight stoppages tonight for injuries. That's a Preps Radio record. 28-yard line, second down, and call it nine here for the Rebels. Taylor right through the middle again and slices his way down to the 21-yard line. Needed nine, got seven there. It's going to be third down and a couple now for Columbine. Number two team in the state. The Rebels are.
Not so sure at this point if you looked at their yardage on the ground that they would be up around their 300-yard-a-game average at this point. Still a lot of time to go, but.
All right, just inside the 22. Third down here. Where are they going to go? Taylor up the middle. He's got a first down again. Slices his way inside of the 12-yard line. And it's a first
number
and 10
six,
again.
Ball carrier, Martin Taylor, tackled,
talking about Columbine. Cherry Creek is number one right now, and there were 22 votes cast. Got all 22 first-place votes. And, hey, injury number nine, Mike. Another player is sprawled out on the field, and he'll have the trainer come out and talk about this. So, talking 5A, top 10. Cherry Creek, one. Excuse me, Columbine is two. Ralston Valley, three. Regis is four. Grandview sits at five. Valor Christian, the Evil Empire, is number six. Thunder Ridge is seven. Pine Creek is eight. Legend is nine. And Rock Canyon is number 10. Fossil Ridge is 14 right now, getting some others receiving votes category. Right now we've got a scoreboard update. Journey Homes, out-of-town scoreboard. Let's get back to Kyle Johnson. Kyle, what do you got?
Beautiful segue, Clark. I was going to give you a Fossil Ridge score. I couldn't find one at halftime. Kevin Schaefer hooked me up. The Cats keep rolling. They lead 28-7 at the break over Arvada West.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice. That might mean, good friend of the show, we might get Jeff Fulton on the program tomorrow. Jeff always loves talking about his team, his games, promoting what he does. Cats been teaching about 42 years, too. Here's Taylor up the middle, cuts it back, and he's inside the five and down to the four, driven to the turf very hard. But it's a first and goal at the four. Now, that he didn't get the first down. They needed the just inside the four, and they're going to put it at about the 4.5 here. So it's going to be second and a half yard. 8 minutes and, well, moving up on the eight-minute mark right now. And here's Columbine trying to get the Rebels trying to go up 34-0 right here. Keeper left-hand side, no. He handed off up the middle. Did they get there? They got to the one, and then he's pushed back, maybe just inside the two. And it's going to be a first down. Enough for a first down. They're going to have four cracks at it from about the 1.5-yard line here.
I feel like you got to just keep giving this ball to Taylor. He's been carrying the ball over and over again on this drive. Let him get that score here.
He doesn't seem to be able to lose a yard, too. So, yeah, just give it to him.
And I was looking at his size, Clark. He's 5'7", so that big offensive line that Columbine has, I can understand a struggle for any defense against them trying to find him.
He gets lost in the trees in there, doesn't he? Yeah. And it seems to have great vision down inside of there, just come darting between all those big guys. All right, first and goal here for the Rebels. Lead 28-0. Here's Walker again, and that's a touchdown. So he walks it in 34-0. Extra point will come here. And right now, while we wait for the extra point, we'll go back to the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard and Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, Roosevelt starting to impose their will a little bit over Holy Family. That's stretched to a 34-14 separation now.
Nice lead for Lane Wasinger's football team. So, a couple of local teams making some big runs tonight. Roosevelt doing that, 1-7 down there. And Fossil Ridge rolling along against Arvada West tonight. Good stuff. Extra point coming up here for the Rebels, 34-0 now. Snap play stand, kick is on its way, and that kick hits the upright, and it's no good. So 34 zip, 7:15 to play in this third quarter. We'll come back in a moment. Our timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back out here. Here is the Jana and Agency's kickoff. Going to bounce out of bounds at about the 23-yard line, so the Lampkins will take it out at the 35 here and go to work. 7:15 left third quarter, 34-0 Rebels in front. Mike, one more score by the Rebels, and that clock will run in perpetuity.
Yeah, and you're looking at a team with up 34-0, and they've turned the ball over twice tonight. Like,
and they've had 23 injuries and about 15 penalties.
Yeah.
They've really gotten in their own way tonight, and it's 34-0 on the scoreboard, so yeah. All right, 35-yard line for Matt Yems, Fort Collins Lampkins here. See if Easy Campos can go to work here. Canvas Community Clash next Friday night, folks. Doubleheader 4:30 and 7:30. Pooter and Rocky Mountain at 4:30. Fossil Ridge, Fort Collins in the nightcap at 7:30 from Canvas Stadium. The Canvas Community Clash brought to you by Crazy Carl's. Best pizza joint around here in Fort Collins. Thank you to Fort Collins Heating and Air as well. And Canvas Credit Union, everybody else jumping in on our Canvas Community Clash. And now there's a timeout on the field. So we'll take a timeout. 7:15 to play, third quarter, 34-0 Rebels. And we'll take this timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Lampkins trying to get off the play, and there is another penalty flag. The only thing we haven't had for delays tonight is like a weather delay.
Shh. No.
I know. But we do have another update from our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle, what's happening back there?
Got our first final as Rifle gets past Brush. Beat Digger scored late, but it wasn't enough. 28-23 the final.
There's our first final of the night. Kyle, I have all the scores for you afterwards on the all-female postgame show. So hang on to your hats, folks. And then tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., I'll have all the scores for you if you're not up late tonight. 10 a.m. tomorrow, right here on KFKA, we'll get you Preps Rewind. All right, here we go. Second down and about 20. Swinging out to McGuire, left-hand side. Nicky, good move down the sideline and gets out close to the 40-yard line. Look like they might sew him up at the 30, and he skips down the sideline for another 7 or 8 yards.
And that's Jacob Fertitta's shell out there for Columbine at that corner spot. The one thing you cannot do as a corner is jump inside and let that outside receiver push you in and clear open the sideline for the runner, and that's exactly what he did there. He's got to keep that outside contained, force everything back into his help.
I was walking on the beach in Oceanside not too long ago, and I came across a Fertitta shell.
Did you really?
Took it home with myself. Back to throw here, going to dump it out over the middle. Ball's caught. I think it's Nicky McGuire again. Nothing doing, though. They bring him down right at the sticks. So it's going to be fourth down for the Lampkins. Fourth and 7, and I guess they'll give it up here. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. And it's 34-0, Columbine in front. Thank you to Pope Farms, folks. They are local. They buy local. They sell local. They grow local. Best stuff in the business out right off of 65th and Highway 34 out there. Pope Farm, Susan Pope, and her great staff out there. Always fresh produce. They've got roasted chilies that are off the hook. Just great stuff at Pope Farm. So get out there and visit them. Yard art, they got all kinds of things that you could want for your garden. It is Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. Love sponsors that give back, too, and it's what they do. They're local, and that's what we're about at KFK, too, strengthening our local community. Thank you to Pope Farms. Susan, we appreciate you. 6:10 left in the third quarter. Believe it or not, we're still in the third quarter. Call the babysitter. It's going to be late. Look at the drones going nuts out here tonight. A couple of them. I wonder if they're on the same. Do you think those are opposing drones?
I have no clue.
See if we have a drone fight out here. All right, Columbine's going to get the football back. It's 34-0, and we're looking for a drone fight. And they're going to back it up because that's Columbine's 4 millionth penalty today. Going to mark them all the way back to their own 22-yard line here. Why does it say? No, it's first down over there. There you go. All right, so the Rebels will go to work. 6:10 left here in the third. 34-0 football game. Columbine in front. Rebels will go to work. Mike, I think they're going to snap off a long one coming up here. Outside with it, there goes Snyder. Tries to cut it back, the 35, the 40, and he's out to the 44-yard line. Well, that's a 21-yard run or something to that effect. That's that Fresno State math. Speaking of that, let's get back to the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle Johnson, what's happening?
Yeah, Berthoud was down 14-7. They've scored two touchdowns, extra points eluding them as well, but they're ahead of the Lamar Thunder now, 18-14.
Look at that. Another one who might be on the show tomorrow on Rewind, Corey Tichter and the Berthoud Spartans in front of Lamar. Hand off left-hand side, break it outside. Snyder's in a foot race now. Inside the 30, inside the 20. Snyder's headed to the end zone, and that clock spin it up, and watch that thing run. It's 40-0 Rebels. Is there a flag down? What are you looking at?
I was actually just trying to count yardage.
Okay. I thought you were pointing at a flag, and the way this thing's going, I probably would have thrown something at you.
There is a flag.
Sideline warning. That's not going to affect anything.
That's one we can handle right now.
So it's 40-0. Run the clock. Not sure why they're not running the clock here. 40-0 ball game, but I imagine somebody's going to get the clue up there. It is a mercy rule, and the referee says run it for the rest of the night. Move your hand away from the buzzer. All right, extra point coming here. Ruiz on to kick here for Columbine. Snap place down, kick is on the way, and it is good.
Extra point.
All right, 5 minutes, 14 seconds, clock is running. That means we're 17 minutes, minute break between the third and fourth quarter, 18 minutes from the end of this game, barring any timeouts. 40-0, Columbine in front of the Lampkins. We'll take a timeout, come back in a moment. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Rockies talk you won't get anywhere else. Rockies Rundown with the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, and me, Tanner Schwinn, brings you a weekly look at the Colorado Rockies and will feature guests like Rockies manager Bud Black and players and team insiders.
The Rockies still have a ways to go, but I think it's fair to say that there's a freshness, there's a positivity.
Not only is KFK your NoCo home for the Rockies, we got you on talk surrounding the team. Rockies Rundown with Jerry Schimmel and me, Tanner Schwinn, Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 and 1310KFKA.com.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All righty, Columbine Rebels are going to kick this thing off right now. I want to thank SOAR, who does our keys to the game, players to watch. It stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance, rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR Athlete on Facebook. Kickoff here is going to go out of bounds. So the Lampkins will go to work at the 35-yard line. Any big plans coming up this weekend, Mike?
No. Well, I actually, my son's 10th birthday was on Tuesday, where I have his party on Sunday. So a little bit of bowling and laser tag and all that
good
fun
deal.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to go bowl a Easy Campos is still in a quarterback. Swinging right-hand side, C.J. Johnson tried to get his mitts on it, incomplete. And it'll be second down coming up here. Next Friday, folks, the Canvas Community Clash. All host of a bunch of radio personalities from KFK will be out at Canvas Stadium all day. Clark and the coach, 10 o'clock, myself and Bruce Dick for an hour. And then 3 hours, the whole show from 11 to 2. And then we're going to morph in some football night in NoCo, bring you up to our pregame at 4 o'clock. 4:30, you've got Rocky Mountain and Pooter. Eric Tonkin's team won again this weekend. And then Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge will go at 7:30. Down to our final 2 minutes of our third quarter here. Gain out on the player and second down. They took it out to about the 41. Well, the 40 is where they're going to call it here. So third down and 5. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right. Sorry. A band of Aborigines were running by here. That's how the equipment out here sometimes gets knocked around a little bit when the crowd gets crazy. And we're sitting in the middle of the crowd again today, because when they built this press box here, they decided to make it way too small. Left-hand side, catch made, and they go out to the 42-yard line.
Easy Campus pass is complete to number 28, Josiah.
That's Josiah Elmore with a catch. It's going to be fourth down now for the Lampkins. I think you might as well go for it here. 42-yard line, just work on your offense a little bit. Fourth down and 3 for the Lampkins. The cow's out of the barn. It's 41-0 Rebels.
Clark, I think we've seen defensively every reason why this Columbine team is number 2 in the state.
Sure.
Offensively also,
sure.
But
yep.
The penalties and turnovers tonight have been kind of a surprise, honestly.
Yeah, no doubt. I would say that if you talked to Andy Lowry, it said he not going to be happy. I mean, just too many times that this number 2 team in the state has shot themselves in the foot. And then you look at the scoreboard, and it's 41-0, and there could be a pick 6. Intercepted at the 40, down the sideline. Is this Snyder? Yeah, no, it's 20, and he gets out of bounds at about the 1 yard line right there. Who's 20 for Columbine?
Mason Marino.
Boom. Almost got. And how about that? How would you like to pick it off and get knocked out at the 1?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pick 6 or it's not. They're going to call it the 2 yard line anyway. So Columbine will we'll get to the end of the first quarter here, and then we'll step aside. So. We'll come back in a moment. 3 quarters in the books, folks. 41-0 Rebels in front. It'll be a 12-minute running clock when we come back right here. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here. Final quarter, 41-0 in this ballgame. Look at that. We've got the Cardinals and Dodgers tonight. Just interested in that ball game a little bit. 2-0 Cardinals early in that one. All right, so let's get this going. 12 minutes, it's a running clock. If they just can wind it and shoot the clock and get this thing going, everybody's going to be happy campers here. 41-0 Rebels. Well, Mike, we kind of flexed it tonight, the schedule. We wanted to, thinking that Greeley Central and Loveland could get a little lopsided, and it did. I think a minute or 2 minutes into the second quarter, it was 42-0 Loveland. It's taken us a little longer, but we're here. 41-0 here. And they are going to try to add to it. Here's Taylor, left-hand side. Does he get in? No, he's out of bounds at about the 1 after the penalty, which pushed it back. It'll be second down and goal about a yard and a half outside the end zone here.
One thing about moving to this game for me, Clark, is it cut my drive completely in half.
Me too. Here. I can see my house from here.
Yeah, being here in Timnath instead of being all the way in Loveland. So,
and with this one tonight, we could get a drone fight before we're done. There, those two drones are looking at each other. There's a play up the middle. Did he get in? Nope. Lampkin defense kind of bowing up right here. Got some respect for them. They're still playing extremely hard here, down 41-0. Don't forget, when we're done tonight, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, folks. That's coming up in about 12 minutes for you. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Mike and I in the first segment will do that. We'll get our Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the football game. And then two segments back in the studio. Kyle Johnson will have all the scores. Kyle, we'll get to him in a second here. He's got an update. But let's see if the Rebels punch this one in first. Third and goal from about the one. They go up the middle, and I don't think they got in. Ball's on the ground. The Lampkins have it. They're going to score, maybe. A scoop and score. Off to the races. Can he go the distance? This Rebels trying to catch him down the sideline here. Inside the 30, inside the 20, and he couldn't get there.
Ladies and gentlemen, nice job, Lampkins! Yeah, as Columbine is starting to make some substitutions, and they have a few of the younger guys in there, that ball on the read play just kind of got loose out of the quarterback's hands.
So it was Estrada with the run, with the scoop, and I thought he could score, yeah. He looked like he sprung a leak at the end of that thing. And all the way down to about the 18-yard line here. So that's where the Lampkins will have it.
I'll tell you, it was Mason Marino for Columbine that ran him down. That's not a guy that I would want to be in a race with.
He was flying.
He was moving.
And he got a couple Lampkins got in his way at the end.
Yep.
But that dude was absolutely flying. You saw three or four Lampkins kind of guiding Estrada down the field. And here comes the white shirt from Moreno. And what is this now, Mike?
We must have had some sort of penalty on the return.
Oh, there it is. Yep, Lampkin penalty on the return, so they'll take it back out to the 32-yard line. We're down to 9 minutes, just over 9 minutes to play in a ball game. Running clock here at Timnath High School, 41-0, Columbine in front of Fort Collins. Lampkins would try to do something here and get something they can put on their mantle and send to next Friday night, maybe a late score here.
No, one game at that 5A level that has me interested, not really in our area, but Ralston Valley and Valor Christian play
tonight. That's 3-6.
Yeah, that's a close one, so maybe if Kyle can grab that score for us,
Kyle, if you heard that, if you have your ears on, look for that Valor score against Ralston Valley. That's, as Mike said, that's a big one. Pass incomplete outside. And, boy, he's hit hard after that. Easy Campos, who was injured last year. Boy, what quarterback for Fort Collins wasn't injured last year? And then Griffin Dacnes gets hurt tonight. Never did see Griffin again coming back into the ballgame. Did you see him?
No, he did not enter the game. I'm just kind of running through the sideline now just to see if he's down there somewhere. Or maybe he switched out and he's in some street clothes at this point.
Yeah, it might be. All right, 32-yard line, second down, Lampkins. They need to get to the 22, so second and 10. Snap back. Easy's going to hand off here, left-hand side. They'll take it down to about the 31-yard line, and we've got a scoreboard update. Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle Johnson, what do you got?
I got two, Clark. One is not football, but you mentioned that 2-0 Cardinals lead. One of those was home run number 699 for Albert Pujols. Your Ralston Valley Valor Christian score is number 2, Ralston Valley 23, Valor Christian 15.
How about that, Pujols? Look at that cat just still swing a bat. 701 away, joins Babe Ruth. Come on, Clark. Barry Bonds. There's one other. He'd be the fourth guy to do it. And by golly, I'm old and I can't remember who the other one was. Snap back to throw.
And the safety, you know, maybe a more experienced safety is able to make a play on that ball, but the one that's out there doesn't. Good catch, good throw, and a touchdown for Fort Collins.
David Morris, the catch and the score, the senior, listed as a tight end in here, but gets into the end zone. And the boy, you can tell who the freshmen are out here, I'll tell you that. All right, so extra point coming up. 41-6, and that clock just rolling along down to about 6 minutes and change here. Extra point on the way. It is up, and it is good. Lampkins knock it through. Joel Lopez, the junior, wearing Loudon Harker's number 8 from last year, the guy that could kick it a mile and a half. All right, we'll step aside, come back in a moment. 41-7, our score here. The Rebels in front of the Lampkins. Take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pooter.
Back here at Timnath High School, Mike and I looking at each other. We heard a Pooter as we came back on here. Pooter is winning tonight. We know that. 41-7, or they were last we knew, Eric Tonkin's club. 41-7 here. Rebels in front. We're down to 4 minutes and 50 seconds on a running clock. They'll go with an onside kick, and the Rebels have it. And my guess is they'll just run about 4 minutes and change off the clock, and we'll be done out here. All Feed Mill postgame shows coming up when we are done. Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio, sitting there with Kyle Johnson, who's manning our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard back there, came up with the answer, and I appreciate him for that. How did I not remember Hank Aaron?
Yeah, between the two of us,
my goodness gracious, are you kidding me? A little brain dead sometimes. All right, 48-yard line, and Pujols has got one, and how about Aaron Judge? One away from Roger Maris's 61. Here's the handoff up the middle. They're actually going to go outside with it now, and room to run inside the 40, inside the 30. They're going to go to the house here. That's going to be a touchdown for Columbine. That's Moreno. That's that kid with all the speed. He just ran by everybody again, Mike.
Yeah,
it's 47-7.
He bounced it to the outside and was gone. That's, I saw Aaron Judge went 1 for 4 tonight with a single.
So. Oh, is that right? Yeah, he probably got booed, right? No, just kidding. Yeah, that cat is that. So give me your thoughts on that. We got 3 minutes and 40 seconds in a 400-point game here. The Juicers, the Sosa, McGuire, Bonds, do you take it away from them?
Yeah, I don't think you can take it away, but I think the way I look at it at this point, if Judge is able to get past that number, he's probably the guy. But
what if he hits 65 of them? I mean, that's better than anybody else in the history except those three guys who went from being, you know, little known as pencil neck guys to these big Hercules guys.
Yeah, I just remember collecting baseball cards as a young kid and seeing Barry Bonds in those Pirates uniforms.
And he was a twerp.
And he was. Yeah. He was skinny. And by the time he got to San Francisco, just a completely different guy.
His neck was the size of second base by the time he was done. All right, 3:42 left in this one. Why is the clock stopped? Can you tell me? It's on the way and it's good.
Yeah, I don't know if they thought because, well, but.
No, they just,
I don't know.
They just blew it. Keep the clock running. It does not stop. 3:20 left in this ball game. Clock is running. We'll come back. We're going to step aside here. Come back in a moment. Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming closer, folks. It's 48-7. Columbine in front. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, back out here at the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. It is Mike Danson. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. 48-7 ball game. Columbine in front. Fort Collins students don't seem too heartbroken that they're down by 41 here.
Well, and we went from 238 to 342.
What are we doing?
And now the clock has stopped.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know, what are they even doing? Now they just started it again. So I'm going to walk down there and no, I'm not going to do that. I was going to say I was going to walk down there and say, hey, do you not know how to operate the scoreboard or not?
Did Fort Collins? I see there's a timeout missing on the board.
Maybe they might have used
the timeout.
Called
the timeout.
Not very well. Could be. All female postgame show is coming up, folks. The intensity, can you tell the intensity in this one has kind of gone by the wayside? Ault Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number 970-834-2132. We'll have our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game coming up. I think that's kind of an easy one, but Mike's going to pick it. Steamway floor to ceiling, drive of the game. Lampkins back to throw here, and they're going to sack him back around the 15. They held him up. And before they could drop him to his knees, the whistles come.
Kiwi Campos harassed by the Rebels.
So we're down to 2:40, and the clock ticks away here on a Friday night. It's just a gorgeous night out here in Timnath tonight. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., Preps Rewind, folks. We'll have that scoreboard for you. First segment, all the Northern Colorado scores. We'll get a couple of coaches on the air for you tomorrow for sure. Preps Rewind, 10 to 11. Pass is going to be incomplete here. There's a new Fort Collins quarterback. That's Luke Walker. Senior that jumped in here. And overthrew that one incomplete. So it's going to be third down now and about 20 for the Lampkins. Sitting back at their own 12-yard line. Fort Collins fans came out in pretty big numbers tonight to see their team play, but no match tonight against the number two team in the state, Columbine Rebels. Hand off up the middle on third and about a country mile. They take it for 3 yards. And we're found down to our final 85 seconds to go in the ball game here. Be sure and tune in next week, KFK. Start your days off with Good Morning NOCO. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint get you through the morning. 6 to 10, great show. That's the perfect way to start your day. And then Coach and I, Coach Bruce Dick and myself, 10 to 11. And then 3 hours of the best sports talk show in the state, the whole show. 11 to 2, eight straight hours of local radio every day on KFK 8 to 2. Snap back, pitch out, handoff here. Almost took it out of his hands at the 10-yard line. And on fourth down and a bunch, they don't get it. Columbine, all they have to do, Mike, is come out and they may have to snap it once. Well, I don't think they even need to do that.
Nope.
I think everybody's going to walk off the field right now, so. Let's do that. Let's call it a ball game right now. 48-7. The Rebels win this one here at Timnath Stadium. We'll come back with the all-female postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Timnath High School, the all-female postgame show. Feedmill Equipment Supplies and Service. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. Number to call 970-834-2132 for all your feedmill equipment. And any questions you may have, 834-2132. It is Ault Feed Mill. All right, well, Mike, kind of what we thought we'd get tonight. Rebels just kind of wearing the Lampkins down and that big offensive line making some hay. The Rebels, it could have been a lot worse. They seem to shoot themselves in the foot a bunch tonight, but they still win 48-7.
Yeah, penalties and two turnovers, some uncharacteristic things out of the Columbine football team.
All right, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, Mike. I agree. Reeve Holiday, the quarterback for the Columbine Rebels, at least three combined touchdowns for him tonight.
Yeah, he had a 25-yard touchdown run, a 48-yard touchdown run, and then a touchdown pass also.
Reeve Holiday, the quarterback for Columbine, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, the Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game. Well, Mike, you've got it. Was that the one you're going to call it right near the end of the first half?
Yeah, right at the end of the first half to go up 28. Columbine took over at their own 46-yard line. It was a five-play drive. Snyder ended it off with a 23-yard touchdown run. That's the drive of the game.
All right, brought to you by Steamway, floor to ceiling. All right, folks, coming up next, we've got a couple of segments of our Ault Feed Mill postgame show back in the studio with Kyle Johnson. He'll get you up to date on all the scores. Hopefully he'll catch a couple of coaches for interviews as well, so stick around for that. And then tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., I'll have Preps Rewind for you for an hour tomorrow with the scoreboard and coach interviews as well. For Mike Danson, I'm Clark Johnson. For Micah back in the studio, Kyle Johnson is next, folks. Stick around. Final score here was Columbine 48, Fort Collins 7. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Allo Communications Studio for the Alt Feed Mill postgame show as we go through all the scores as we have them here on a Friday night in Northern Colorado. I'm going to try to get you some coaches next segment. That's the only bad thing about a running clock is it makes a lot of games that aren't over yet. But we're going to start with baseball. We talked about the Albert Pujols hitting .699 tonight. Rockies debuted their prize prospect tonight, who was not born when Pujols hit his first home run. I thought that was a fun little note to pass along. So that's where we're going to go now. We'll get back into the real stuff that we're here for on the Alt Female Post Game Show. Had a final from last night, as we mentioned, University all over Highland, 48-8. Another couple of finals here in 2A League 2. Rifle gets past Brush tonight, 28-23. So the Beat Diggers popped into the rankings. I think they were seventh a couple of weeks ago. Now they're 1-3 on the season. Rifle gets their record even at 2-2. Kent Denver falls to Sterling as the Tigers get their first victory of the season. They win 28-26 in a tight game. Mentioned in the halftime show that they scored on all three facets in the first half. Gage Parker had that 65-yard pick six. Carter Zwiggy blocked a punt. Scoop that baby up for a score from 20 yards out. Wyatt Buckley gets the Tigers' only second half touchdown, the game winner. That was a 32-yard run. Valley looking like they're going to get their first victory of the season. We were going to try to get head coach Scott Leffler on, and maybe we still will. We'll see. But the fourth quarter had just started not long before we came back on here. But his Vikings lead 22-0 over the Weld Central Rebels tonight. Berthoud and Lamar, the Spartans come from behind to get past the Thunder tonight, 18-14. Ben Hughes had a big 49-yard run, as did Alex Larson stick a rushing touchdown in the end zone. And Berthoud gets three touchdowns tonight, two of them in the second half. They were down 14-7 at one point, or 14-6 at one point, rather, and they score 12 unanswered to get their victory tonight. So Berthoud, a nice game. Like I said, we got a text out to head coach Corey Tickner. We'll see if we can get him in the next segment. The struggles continue for the defending champs in 3A. They're 1-4 on the season now as the Golden Eagles soar over them of Frederick 48-14 tonight. Niwa and Battle Mountain, the Cougars, no score in that one. That was a long road trip for Niwot. They're 2-1 on the season, traveled to take on an 0-4 team, so would like to get a score from that. Have not been able to find one. I checked all the resources I have. We'll check one more time during the break and see if we can get you a score in that matchup before we get out of here. Number 10, Meade, and number 3, Durango. That was a close game at one point, 14-14. Durango has reeled off 28 in a row now. They lead 42-14. Meade getting their touchdowns on a Cole Michaelis 1-yard run. Taylor Adler to Sean Medlock from 35 yards out, their second score, but it's been all Durango ever since. Mavericks have not scored in the second half. So number 10 Meade looking like they're going to drop to 1-3 on the season. Durango will run their record to 4-1. Another final from last night was Thompson Valley getting the Battle of the Birds victory as the Eagles take down the Riverdale Ridge Ravens 21-0. Evergreen has reeled off 35 in a row against Severance now. They lead the Silver Knights 41-8. Roosevelt and Holy Family, that was a 14-14 contest at one time. They just started the fourth quarter not long ago at Holy Family, and it's all Roosevelt 42-14. So the Riders doing what they do, taking teams down, and this was the number 7 ranked team in the state, so Roosevelt no match for them tonight. Resurrection Christian tomorrow plays in Katy, Texas. The number 6th ranked Cougars will take on a team out of Texas named the St. John's Lions. St. John's 1-3 on the season. Northridge and Rangeview also will do battle tomorrow. That's a 6 o'clock start in Aurora as the Raiders will host the Grizzlies as Northridge continues their steady seat in the rankings. Another final from last night was Longmont and Skyline. The Falcons pass the Trojans by 33-21. So Skyline now 2-2 on the season. Longmont 1-3. Don't have a final, but we know the winner. It was Loveland. They had a 49-0 lead at one point in the third quarter. It was 42-0 early in the second quarter. So the Red Wolves all over Greeley Central tonight, 49-0. 4A League 2, Greeley West and Silver Creek. The Raptors are going to get the victory in that matchup. The Spartans got it to 20-16 at one point. Was going to be close, but Silver Creek tacks on a late touchdown. Cole Rogers for the Raptors with a rushing touchdown. Luke Ritters hit a 45-yard field goal. That's the scoring we have from that matchup, but Silver Creek victorious tonight over Greeley West. Windsor and Erie, a top 10 team in the Erie Tigers, who are 1-3. Looks like they're going to get their second victory. We haven't got a score update on that game either since the halftime intermission. It was 22-7 Erie at that juncture. Broomfield, number 2 ranked team in 4A. They traveled to Brighton tonight to take on the Bulldogs, 25-7 their advantage. Haven't got an update on that game in quite a while as either. Big night for the Pooter Impalas as they're hosting the Monarch Coyotes tonight, and they are shutting them out 40-0 at last report. We reached out to their coach as well, try to get him on in our second segment. I've not got a single text back. That does not bode well for us at 9:28 in the evening, but we'll try to reach out to those guys one more time in our next break, see if we can get at least one coach on for you. Quinton Harms with a couple of touchdown passes to Jones Thomas tonight. Thomas also had an 80-yard return interception for a touchdown. Luke Olson gets the Impala's second defensive touchdown of the night. He takes one to the house from 50 yards on an interception as well. The train keeps rolling for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. They lead Arvada West. I need to slow down and read and speak. They lead Arvada West 44-7. Colton Pollock, the starting quarterback who's filling in for the injured Tyler Kubot, has that offense humming for Fossil Ridge. Like I said, they lead 44-7. Last score we had between Horizon and Rocky, the Hawks had it 34-16, the advantage. Don't go off of the max prep score. They have it like 95-7 or something silly like that. But Horizon 34, Rocky 16. Lobos really struggling without their starting quarterback as they've lost two in a row. That's all the scores as we have them tonight. Games, one more game that we'll check in on tomorrow. That will be Dayspring Christian traveling up and over the hills to take on the Hayden Tigers. That's a 1 o'clock click. Kick in eight-man football. Those are all the scores. We will take our time out, see if we can get a couple of coaches rung up here on our hotline, get you all the finals that we have in this last time out, and get you turned over to the Colorado Prep Scoreboard Show. Kevin Schaefer will take you all around the state, get you some coaches from outside of Northern Colorado as well. All that to come after these messages on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to your Alt Feed Mill postgame show from the Allo Communications Studios. As history made tonight, not in football, but anytime you have somebody do something that only four people in the world have ever done, we're going to mention it no matter what's going on, especially on a sports store. So Albert Pujols, two home runs tonight. Hits number 699 and number 700. So he's the first or the fourth of four in the 700 home run club as he joins the Babe, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds, and now Albert Pujols, the fourth member of that 700 home run club. So pretty cool stuff on a Friday night here in Northern Colorado. Looking at some scores and not really coming up with a lot of extra finals. We're going to scroll through them one more time. I did see that Holy Family has scored late in their matchup with Roosevelt. That game pretty well decided, though, but 42-20 now the score in that game. I thought Bennett was looking pretty good off of a couple of their wins, but they're down playing 1A Strasburg tonight, and the only reason we mentioned Bennett is they are in that league with Platte Valley and Valley and some of those teams now, so we'll have to keep an eye on the Tigers a little bit more, but they got their... got it handed to him a little tonight by 1A Strasburg. Mentioned a final between Frederick and Fort Morgan, 48-14 in their matchup. And I was trying to get that Niwot Battle Mountain score. I see nothing there. There is a final between Roosevelt and Holy Family. That game final, 42-20, the final score in that battle. See if we have any new finals in 4A. Before we take our last time out and try to buy a little bit of time to see if we can get some more coaches to get their games finished up. 33-14, so Silver Creek continues to pull away from Greeley West. Still no update in that Erie and Windsor game, 22-7, still the last score that we were able to get from their matchup tonight. So not a lot of new information in that little two-minute break that we just had other than, like I said, King Albert hit home run number 700 into the Dodger Stadium seats. We're going to take our last time out. We'll see if we can catch up with a couple of coaches for you before we turn it over to Kevin Schaefer. If not, you will have to settle for the coaches that he got tonight. We've tried to reach out, but have been unable to do so far. So we'll take one more time out here on the All-Female Postgame Show. When we come back, we'll try to get some coaches here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.